This is the Patriots Pregame Social, live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Brady takes the snap. Back to throw. Fires left. Caught. First down. Branch inside the 10. Inside the 5. Touchdown.
The Pregame Social is the world's biggest virtual tailgate, featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
Back-to-back world championships, 3 out of 4. Yes, it's a dynasty.
Paul Perillo and Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Patriots play their home opener against the San Diego Chargers.
Direct snap to Ritters. Steps up into the pocket, looks, fires it long and deep to the right side, and he is intercepted by Devin McCourty on the far side of the field.
Now, Paul and Andy get you ready for the game, live from the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the Patriots Pregame Social.
This is a big one, Andy Hart. We're finally here at the home opener for the Patriots. San Diego Chargers, our first ever JetBlue Patriots pregame social here for a home game. Very excitement, a lot of excitement in the air, and not just for the San Diego Chargers being in town. Good, solid AFC matchup, but we also have the world's most interesting Patriots fan as a special guest today, James Pettigrew.
Hello, in the hizzy.
Brilliant!
We're flying brilliant. High here at Gillette Stadium, flying high. JetBlue pregame social.
A lot of stuff going on here. I do see what you did there. And I actually like that, unlike most of your nonsense. But that one worked.
Biggest game in football this weekend, right?
It's playoff implications in week two. Yeah, Andy Hart, on our way down here, declared there's the battle for, at minimum, the number two seed in the AFC.
Exactly.
You know, despite the fact that they were 1 week into the season and
a
lot of interesting things went on in week one, not the least of which was an aerial assault unlike the NFL literally has ever seen. The most yards and the most 300-yard passers ever in a single week. Not in week one, in a single week, period. So that was quite impressive, obviously led by none other than Tom Brady's record-setting 517-yard effort in Miami.
Aided a bit by Chad Henne's 416 or whatever.
Absolutely. But there you go again.
Maybe aided a bit by the fact that all the defenders that were on the Patriots in recent years for a bad secondary that was 32nd in the NFL are now spread around the league so they can infect more games per week. Merriweather in Chicago, James Sanders in Atlanta. I'll include him. See? I'm a man of my. I can see what's going on.
Sure.
If he's not good enough to play, he was part of the problem. Part of the problem in Atlanta.
And, we had a lot to look forward to today. We have a lot in store for you today on the JetBlue Patriots pregame social. We're going to take your emails as we usually do at webradio@patriots.com. We have a special treat for you this week and every week moving forward for the emails. A lot of pressure on the emailers because we're keeping track now, Andy. It's this time it counts, as they say in the All-Star game for Major League Baseball. The best emailer of the week will be awarded with a $100 gift card from the Patriots Pro Shop. And that is sponsored by our good friends from autotrader.com. We'll get to more on that a little bit later in the show. So absolutely be on your...
Am I eligible?
I'm about to send an email.
Oh, well, you're ineligible because it's kind of, you know, family and friends. One very of those good deals.
Emailer is going to make $100 more doing the show than I am.
So we'll get to that later. We're going to check in with FanTab in a little bit. That's something we like to do at the beginning of each and every JetBlue Patriots pregame social. Andy Hart
and Paul
takes the pulse of Patriots Nation, and I can't imagine that there's not a good deal of confidence heading into this game after that performance on Monday night.
Well, sometimes when you can't imagine it, you just need to look on your computer screen and it comes to life.
And we're also taking your phone calls on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398. Once again, 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can get through to us there, and obviously the emails we're always looking at here inside the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios. Andy, I think I got every single thing I needed to say in the first 5 minutes.
Andy Hart. Did you say Andy Hart enough?
I said Andy Hart, and I also introduced James.
Okay, good job.
We have, as usual, our polls up on Facebook. We're going to get to those in a moment, but Andy, like we like to do at the top of every JetBlue Patriots pregame social, let's take the pulse of Patriots Nation at fantab.com.
Okay, Paul, I know it's hard for you to imagine, and I know the Patriots beat the Dolphins last weekend in Miami for a big Monday night win, but the Miami Dolphins sit atop the fan confidence rating in the AFC East, at 96. That's their average fan confidence rating from their fans.
That makes a lot of sense.
After slugging it out with the Patriots and Chad Henne getting job done, almost. And New England Patriots come in second at 88. Fan confidence rating of 88, minus 2 in the last 24 hours. So fans actually losing confidence, apparently, after reading the Friday six-pack that I wrote on Patriots.com and picked the Chargers to have the upset here at Gillette Stadium. Fans not happy, but, Paul, I know you're even less happy than the fans are because you think it's absolutely ridiculous that the Patriots are that far behind the Miami Dolphins fans in their confidence rating.
And I guess I'm wrong. You know, it's only a beatdown that they applied on Monday night to the tune of 622 yards of total offense, a franchise record. I know it must be really difficult to assume that you'd have more confidence in your team than, you know, the one that you beat.
But is
it so bad that they had to have one of their secondary members, Benny Sapp, cut?
Is it telling how fans feel about this defense after allowing a ton of yards coming into a game against a superior offensive opponent?
Be that as it may, whatever the reason is, I want to see an improvement by the time we check back in later on in the Patriots pregame social. Again, that's fantab.com. That's where we track your fan confidence in the New England Patriots, and you can go there we need some help. Patriots fans need some help there, absolutely, because that ain't good enough. I'm sorry. I'm not going to go on any rants this week. I'm not going to swear. I'm not going to swear this week. That's not good enough.
Sponsors like it when you swear. James, past experience I've learned.
Is that good enough for you?
I love it when you swear, Paul.
Well, listen, I like to do it in
one thing about
time and place. It's
I understand
a time and place.
Why Miami is up, because Henne turned out to be better than everyone thought. So they're going to be more
confident. Well, I mean, Andy Hart doesn't even think they were an NFL team. And they have a better, confidence rating than the Patriots.
If Miami's confidence rating was lower than ours, but ours was still at 88.
Who knew we opened with homecoming week?
Would you still be happy, Paul, if Miami's confidence rating was lower than ours, but ours was still at 88?
Well, I think 88 seems a little low, but it would have to be relative.
B-plus confidence.
I understand your point, James, and I agree with you. If 88 was among the best ratings in the league, then I wouldn't be upset with 88. But Miami's 96.
The fans.
Paul. Baltimore's 90. Houston's 92.
They're stupid.
Denver's 100. San Diego Chargers, 92. And that may do it for the 90s. So there are a number. There's a handful of teams in the 90s and close to 100.
I forgot for a second that this is the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, and I just said something about the fans that I normally reserve for PFW in progress. So I want to apologize for that. This is the interactive, new, kindler, friendlier.
All I can tell you is if my brother wasn't there, I'd still be on him, pounding the shit out of him.
Okay, and he just swore.
Thank you, Kevin.
I'm not feeling the kinder, loving Paul Perillo.
I want to, before we get too much, I want to get into some keys to this game and what we're looking for.
Damn Skippy. I boiled it down to one player, just so you know.
But before we do that, Kevin, do we have our first Facebook page up and running? And if so, can you sort of run that down for the
we do. We
the have kind
a,
folks?
We have a poll up, and the question is, which phase of the game is most important to the Patriots winning today? Pass protection, the running game, stopping the run, containing Antonio Gates, or exploiting San Diego's special teams? Those are your five options. So far, containing Antonio Gates and the pass protection seem to be leading the way here.
All right, that's an interesting look right there with the, Gates is a huge part of what they do, obviously, mm-hmm. San Diego. This, you know, I know it's cliche to talk about San Diego, as being so talented and disappointing, but it's true. I mean, they have probably as much talent as any team in the league. Would you agree with that? I mean, maybe not every single year, maybe not right this second, but as a consistent, overall viewpoint, over the last 5, 6, 8 years, they've been as talented as anybody, but they can't put it together.
Sure. Generally, I would say they are among the most talented teams in football, and they're still up there. Certainly offensively, I think right now what they can do in the backfield, potentially, is better than it's been of late with the depth they have there. I'm not sure they have the lead dog yet, but they have some depth there. Obviously, Gates at tight end and at receiver. I think that Floyd Jackson combination that they not only developed but kept together when it looked like maybe they wouldn't be able to keep them together, and with Phillip Rivers at the forefront of it all, that's a huge challenge. And then you look defensively, the addition of Bob Sanders for however long he can stay healthy.
Correct.
Back there and do his thing next to Weddle, who they've decided is one of the better safeties in football. They're still looking, I think, for maybe a secondary pass rusher after Sean Phillips develop somebody that can really change games with him. But they got a lot of talent out there. There's no question they have a lot of talent.
Now, last week, San Diego stayed mostly underneath. They used Gates, and they used the running backs. And the running backs caught a lot of passes. Ryan Matthews made some big plays in the passing game for them last week. But not a lot from Floyd and Jackson. They're going to get Patrick Creighton back this week, it looks anyway. We don't have the official inactives yet, but he participated in practice all week. Do you expect them, Andy, to get the ball in those guys' hands a little bit more often, get the ball downfield the way Phillip Rivers likes to?
Yes, because I think you look at it, when the Patriots have a question mark at safety, whoever's out there on the field next to Patrick Chung is a question mark.
Sure.
And even the rotation of the cornerbacks is a bit of a question mark right now, exactly how they're going to use, whether Dowling will remain the starter and on the outside, and Bodden plays a lot more in the slot. How they handle Gates in that way, if he's in the slot, is Bodden a matchup you want in there in the slot? But I think, and I teased it earlier, I said I've boiled this game down to one guy. I think it's Josh Barrett. I think he's a guy that has a lot of weight on his shoulders right now in the back end as they go into this challenging matchup where they have an offense that he needs to know where the running backs are. He could be involved in covering them. He needs to know where the best tight end in football is because he's definitely going to be involved in covering him. And he may also have to help out deep down the field against guys like Vincent Jackson and Malcolm Floyd when they choose to take shots at Devin McCourty, who a lot of people seem to have chosen this year to take shots at occasionally.
No, that's a good point.
That Josh Barrett very much on the move. Oh, and by the way, he's got a cast on his right hand wrist thumb area in just his second NFL game.
Yeah,
so.
And you and I have been talking a lot about that targeting of McCourty, which is really funny. As far back as what, week two or three of the preseason, we sort of noticed the trend happening. I think it was three in Detroit.
Detroit really
and it's
went
happened, and it's happened virtually every game since, and culminating with 15 targets last week in Miami. It's just interesting that a mistake-prone quarterback would choose to target McCourty and not the rookie Dowling on the other side as often. But I don't think it's time to completely panic about what McCourty's doing. I don't think he played a terrible game. He went up against a very good, talented receiver, big physical guy in Brandon Marshall. And He won some and lost some.
Insert Vincent Jackson here with a better quarterback trying to get him the football. So I really think Josh Barrett could be the key to this game. If he can be a productive presence in the middle of that defense, I think you will say otherwise they can match up. But if he's a glaring hole who not only gets targeted but can't help anybody else out either, I think he might be in trouble on defense.
I'll tell you what I think the key to this game is, Andy. And it goes hand in hand.
Tom Brady not getting hurt?
No, it goes hand in hand to what
I'd
you're talking
that
about.
That was 1A for me.
I'll at least say the Patriots defense. The key for the Patriots defense to me is they have to collapse the pocket from the inside. They cannot allow Phillip Rivers to step up in the pocket and get the ball downfield the way he wants to. I thought Minnesota did a good job of that last week, and that prevented him from making some of those throws to his big play guys, I think. And, to his credit, he's a very good quarterback, and he adjusted to that, and he took what was available, and he moved the ball, and he put up a lot of yards in doing so. He threw for 335 yards. But I think if on early downs, if you can get Wilfork and Haynesworth, who I expect to start, by the way, with Mike Wright out of this game, I expect Haynesworth to maybe play a little bit of a bigger role early on. I think that if you can collapse the pocket from the inside and not allow him to step up, I think that's a win for the Patriots defense.
While we're talking about the pass rush, I do want to tell people that they can always chime in on Twitter, at PFW Paul and at Jumbo Hart. Both of us are active on Twitter. I have them in front of me. And as always, use the hashtag PPGS. That's hashtag PPGS. To get in touch with the JetBlue Patriots pregame social. And one of those already came in and agreed with you, Paul. Neil_Leslie. I don't love the underscores in a lot of these Twitter names. I find it rather annoying.
Do you think those are the people that did it first and they kind of thought they had to make a space?
It's the people who did it second and couldn't get Neil Leslie, so they put an underscore.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't have put an underscore in Jumbo Hart. I would have gone with something different. Luckily,
there's anyone Jumbo Hart.
That's true. That's right here, baby. Just popped up yesterday, by the way. Andy Hart is now following me. He lives in England. Some Andy Hart out there. Anyway, Neil Leslie, with an underscore in the middle, says, I'd say the real answer to the poll question should be our pass rush. Give Rivers time, and Gates and Jackson will kill us. I agree. If he stands back there all day, they're in trouble.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you can't.
Andre Carter, where he at?
You can't give him a lot of time. I just feel like that pressure inside, That's how Rivers wants to operate. You know, not really unlike Brady. You know, Brady's similar. Brady seems to handle that edge rush a lot better than he handles the interior stuff that he can't step around. So I think Rivers is similar in that way. Just a couple of quick notes from the field. Our buddy Eric is chiming in. Eric Scalabino.
Co-worker.
Dan Gronkowski, who was added to the injury report on Friday with a hamstring problem, is out on the field warming up.
Nice.
So, you know, I'm not sure if that's, you know, a go, if he's getting looked at by the trainers and they're monitoring, they're making a decision.
Yeah, we got Solder.
But we got
Solder to be our third tight end.
You
know, I'm ready.
You alluded to Solder a little bit earlier, I believe, on the Sports Hub during your spot. Being a possibility, Bill Belichick, and we should mention that here on the pregame social as well, he flat out said all three tackles will play. What he didn't say was how. So maybe one of the ways that Soldier gets on the field is if Dan Gronkowski can't play and you need an extra tight end, who knows? Maybe Soldier steps in and takes a few snaps.
What we didn't ask was why was he offering up the information that all three tight ends
It's been a different Bill occasionally. It's like every third or fourth press conference, he all of a sudden, unsolicited, offers up some information.
What's his angle here? I don't trust it.
What is he up to?
He always has an angle.
I don't know. Also, this is our first time that we've actually been doing our JetBlue Patriots pregame social with a full slate of games actually going on. In Pittsburgh, interesting that Ben Roethlisberger is out of the game with a knee injury.
That's not good.
Charlie Batch is in. Steelers have a big lead in that game, but
they're in a batch of trouble.
They can't go anywhere without Roethlisberger. We know that.
Also checking into New Orleans, I saw a long pass play to Devery Henderson. Not surprisingly, the last time I saw that, Brandon Merriweather was on the field for the Patriots, and now he's on the field for the Bears.
Hey, they talked a lot about on NFL Network this morning. They talked a lot about the situation with the, you know, the Twitter message that Chad Ochocinco, you know, put out, and
Twittergate.
Teddy Bruschi completely
the most overrated
blew out
topic
of proportion.
In history.
Couple of interesting things. Michael Irvin said there's nothing wrong with what Ochocinco saying that. I have a problem with Bruschi saying all of what he said. And if it was still the Patriot way, Chad wouldn't be there. The Patriot way is dead.
Ooh,
it's a pretty strong comment. Not one I necessarily agree with.
I don't agree with it. Brady's still here. Belichick's still here. That's the Patriot way.
And you, people that say the Patriot way is dead don't know what the Patriot way is.
It's true.
The Patriot way is about putting team first and winning football games. It's not about winning football games with choir boys that you know, get 1600s on their SATs. It's not about that. It's about finding football players that subjugate their egos for the better of the team. Chad Ochocinco coming here, so I mean, to me, the old Chad Ochocinco catching one pass of 14 yards would have been someone to watch after the game.
And I think he knows that, and he did what he thought was the opposite of that by saying, wow, see what that offense was doing? And I'm just happy to be here, along for the ride, contribute where I can. And he gets bitch slapped by Teddy Bruschi because of it.
Right. Our old buddy Marshall Faulk, who's also
this
part of that.
This thing is a whopping 16 inches.
NFL Network show that Michael Irvin was alluding to, and he says he just can't help himself. If the Patriots lost Tom Brady today, we'd be talking about them the same way we talk about the Indianapolis Colts right now with Peyton Manning.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
Now, I am on the record as saying I don't think that the Colts are done, right? I mean, I think they're done as a playoff team for sure, but I don't think their season is over. I don't think that they are, destined to be in the Andrew Luck sweepstakes like everybody else does.
Are you worried about playing them?
Am I worried about playing them? No. That's a team that the Patriots now you can pencil in for a W.
And also might be able to erase it from the prime time schedule and flex it out.
Right. I agree with that as well.
I should check in with you, Paul, on Twitter. D_Megatran, of course, he had to have the underscore because there's a lot of Megatrans out there, says Roethlisberger is already back on the field. His knee is okay.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good news for the Pittsburgh Steelers fans. And anybody, if you have him in fantasy football, I'm sure that you're breathing a sigh of relief.
Certainly.
I do not have either one of those things in mind, however, so I could care less. I'll take that back. You know what? I'm going to take that back quick. I don't like it when the good players around the league get hurt. I like to play teams, I'm disappointed. James, you brought up the Colts game. That's a game that I look forward to every year. I'm no longer looking forward to that game. That's to me.
Cut that meat!
Only bad things can happen to the Patriots in that game. I mean, if they blow them out, that's what you expect. And if it's a close game or they God forbid, lose, you're like, wow. I don't know. If lost to the Colts without Peyton Manning. How bad is that?
If the Jets corner's injured in the playoff game, I think I'd feel fine about
it.
Yeah,
I don't like injuries. I don't like injuries. But that's me. You and Fred Kirsch have something in common. Who roots for everybody to get hurt on the other teams.
I didn't root for everyone to get hurt.
Yeah, you do. I could have it read back for you if you'd like. So hit us up with your emails at webradio@patriots.com. And also, the Ace Ticket Hotline is a great way to get in right away as you're watching or waiting for the Patriots game here. I want to know how you're preparing for this game. And Nathan in Marlboro, Mass. is going to tell us about Albert Haynesworth. What's up, Nathan?
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Excellent.
Hey, I called in talking about Ocho Cinco last week on DFW in Progress. And I decided that I got to call in about Albert Haynesworth because he's another person who's been being targeted on the radio stations during the day who I feel is doing a lot better than he's getting credit of.
Really? Who's targeting him?
I'd say Felger. And
Consider the source.
Yes, he called him a lazy sap and doesn't deserve to be on the field. So that was pretty interesting.
Was that as in Warren Sapp? Or?
That's just Felger's M.O., though. He rips Moss when he comes. He's been ripping Ocho Cinco for 2 weeks. They started that bandwagon.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And for him to be ripping Haynesworth, I'm not surprised. I wouldn't read too much into it. In fact, I wouldn't listen to it too often.
And the funny part is the first game when he played, all Felger talked about was how he was going to not be an impact player at all. And then the first play, he busts through the line and forces a forced fumble. And Felger totally dismissed that whole play and talked about how he only played in a couple snaps. And that was a preseason game. And I think that was more of a, okay, we saw he can do it. Let's put him back and wait for the regular season.
Yeah, and I thought he was solid last week. I didn't think he was dominant, but I didn't think he looked like he was fat and out of shape. I thought he looked like a competitive guy.
Yeah, I think he'll get better, but I haven't seen really much of anything out of him. I guess I disagree.
Well, I think he's been competitive.
Tackling, that's for sure.
You haven't seen everybody thought, you know, he's going to change the face of the defense. I haven't seen that.
There's been a couple of times I think that, you know, last week in particular, he drew a couple of holding calls, I thought, and that's certainly contributing on defense, but I haven't seen, as you said, Andy, a guy that's made an impact and changed the complexion of the defense at all. He didn't even start last week, which I thought was fairly interesting. And but I do expect him to get better as the weeks go on and he gets more comfortable. And let's face it, he gets more in shape. He missed all of training camp in preseason. He only played in the last preseason game and, you know, he's behind.
And usually when you get a holding call on defense, you know that he either beat somebody and they were holding him or he hit the snap perfect and got off on the right count and was able to get through without issues. So in order to save the QB, they held on to him.
Right. Albert Haynesworth didn't get a holding call when he was lying on the field not trying.
Yeah, exactly.
You get held when you're trying.
Yeah, and he's also, like today, I believe he's going to have a lot more, he's going to be in there for a lot more snaps today now that we know that Mike's not going to be in there. So I think we'll really be able to get a good taste of what we can do considering that the offensive line for San Diego wasn't too great last week, but we know that it can be very effective. So I think today's going to be a really good chance to see what Albert Haynesworth can do today.
All right. Thank you, Nathan. I appreciate the call, and it will be interesting to see what Haynesworth does. I do think that him and Will Fork inside, I think that's an important part of this game. I think they need to collapse the pocket. Nick Hardwick is a good, solid center for San Diego. I'm going to bring this up when we talk to Kevin Acey of the San Diego Union Tribune later when we check in with our out-of-town reporter on the Ace Ticket Hotline. I'm going to be interested to see what Kevin has to say about that because Hardwick is a guy who missed a lot of time last year. I'm wondering what kind of impact he's having on solidifying that offensive line. We know that firsthand. We're without Dan Copen now for the, you know, at least probably a couple of months here. And now you have Dan Conley stepping in. So how that, you know, that was a good solid effort by Conley last week stepping in, but how that manifests itself going forward is, I think, going to be a big part of the Patriots' offensive line.
Yeah, you spend your time asking Kevin Acey about starters. I'll worry about the inactive rookie running backs making their return to New England, Jordan Todman.
I'm not surprised.
Just get ready for that question. I'm just prepping you.
I'm not surprised. But again, every week on the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, we like to promote the interactive nature of this program. We want to know how you're watching the game.
What you're wearing.
We want to know where you're watching it, how you're tailgating. If you're in the parking lot and you got us dialed up on your iPhone, let us know and send us a picture. I want to see some photos. We'll get them up. Matt and Kevin will get them up on the Facebook page. I want to see how you're going about your business today and this home opener here, how excited you are.
How you getting hydrated
for that situation.
For the game.
Lubed up, if you will.
Oh, I said hydrated.
Wow. I you know.
Lubricants.
Tom Brady knows what he's talking about.
Lubricants.
Tom Brady's looking for a big, significant edge in the home crowd today, and my guess is he's going to get it.
My guess is he will, too, as long as he plays well. My guess is if he has a little struggle early, he'll get an active crowd that he might not like. Because we are very sensitive as New Englanders, and if he gives them a reason to criticize him, they will criticize him rowdily.
And, Paul, you mentioned Facebook. The poll that we have up has turned around drastically since we mentioned it. Pass protection seems to be the overwhelming concern amongst the Patriots fans today.
That's
over 50% of the votes.
Now, is that what do you think that's about?
Well, I will say this. I think the San Diego Chargers defense is a solid unit, but it's a big play defense as well as a big play offense. I think they want to get in your face, and they want to force throws out quicker than they're intended to be. I thought San Diego did a great job of this last year down in Southern Cal, playing in the 23-20 Patriots win. I thought they got to Tom Brady. I think they sacked him four times. They consistently got the ball out of Brady's hands before he wanted to throw it. That's how they operate. You know, they have good, solid corners. Not Darrell Revis-type corners, but Quentin Jammer is a solid player. Antoine Kaysen is a good, solid player. You mentioned earlier in the show, Andy, the safeties, Weddle and Sanders. Sanders is a guy that's not going to do a whole lot for you as a deep center fielder, but he'll creep around the line of scrimmage and cause some havoc that way.
Trying to blow anything up that moves.
He's active. So that's what they want to do. They want to make you play a little bit faster than you're comfortable with. Not so much in the terms of the tempo of the no huddle and all that stuff, but as the play unfolds, they want to get the ball out of the quarterback's hands before he's ready to unload it. So I kind of agree with the fans. I think pass protection with Phillips and Barnes and even Travis LeBoy now, a newcomer, they can come after you a little bit from the outside, and how they handle that and how Dan Connolly handles the big guys across from him, Antonio Garay, had a pretty good game last week. Last year, if I recall.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be that's going to be a huge factor today.
I agree. I think that is a factor. I'm not really concerned about it. I have confidence in Conley stepping in. I thought he looked good last week. Now that Solder has proven himself, I have confidence in the tackles. And even, you know, to some degree, we've seen Vollmer struggle a little bit early in the season, even in the preseason a little bit. If he struggles, I now feel comfortable if I'm Bill Belichick saying, Solder, get out there. You're rotating through. Even if I wasn't planning on it, even if it's literally a performance-based decision on the fly, I feel pretty good about putting Solder out there.
I would agree with the confidence level of Dan Conley. I thought, you know, he's a guy who's played enough. You made the point last week on PFW in Progress. He's started, what, 8 games or so last year at left guard, maybe, I don't know, 7 or so at right guard, and now he's got to start at center. And he's probably going to start the next 6, 7, 8 games there. So I feel pretty good about him.
Every team needs a Dan Conley.
Yeah, and this team in particular has always had one.
Yep.
Whether it was Russ Hochstein back in the day or whoever it was, they've always had a guy, fairly reliable 6th starting offensive lineman, for lack of a better term.
And now I'd say they have 7 with
All right,
Solder.
So I want to get more into the keys to the game here as we move along here with the JetBlue Patriots pregame social. We're going to hit up the Ace Ticket Hotline when we get back, but for now, we have to pay some bills.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochere. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Is that bacon I smell?
Grandma must be cooking.
She makes everything with bacon. Bacon pie, bacon shrimp, bacon on the cob.
I know one thing that tastes better than her cooking.
What's that?
The new Bacon McDouble from McDonald's. It's made with two savory pieces of bacon, melty American cheese.
Mm, that sounds better than anything Grandma can whip up.
I heard that.
The new Bacon McDouble is here. Right now, you can get two Bacon McDoubles or two large fries or one of each for just $3.33. Price of single item posted on menu board. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Hey, just got back from Dunkin' Donuts, grabbed a big and toasty. Any messages?
The presentation needs its 14th revise.
Cool.
You have to fly into China today.
Oh, yeah.
You have a middle seat.
Booyah!
And your car is getting towed.
Bring it!
As we speak, right there.
I live for this!
A big day calls for the big and toasty. It's two fried eggs, cherrywood smoked bacon and cheese on Texas toast. Grab this breakfast favorite at Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
People are excited about the new Dunkin' Donuts K-Cup packs. When Joy Otero heard the news on Dunkin's Facebook page, she wrote, "Love it. Come do the Joy Joy Dance! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, smiley face." Maybe she should try the decaf? America's favorite coffee is now in K-Cup packs. Hurry in today for all five delicious varieties. Available only at Dunkin' Donuts stores. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
Get inside the Patriots pregame social with Paul Barillo and Andy Hart. Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now back to Paul and Andy from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium.
Back at the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, Andy Hart, Paul Perillo, joined by our special guest today, who's been awfully quiet, the most interesting Patriots fan in the world,
Chris
Pettigrew.
Brilliant!
I don't want to mess with perfection.
Yeah, you also have to learn how to put a microphone on.
But so does Fred, and he's been doing it for 10 years.
He's killing me.
I have a little public service announcement.
I just kicked Paul. I'm sorry.
Yes, I want you to, before I get to emails, I have been negligent in the emails so far. So I want you to, before I get to those, I want you to offer a public service announcement.
If you're on Facebook and participating in the chat, when you send your little chat thing, make sure the box post to Facebook is checked.
Unchecked. I'm getting behind the glass. Unchecked. Unchecked. Okay, unchecked. Make sure it is unchecked. If it is checked, no one will see it. Make sure it's unchecked. It's my fault again. We apologize. And I will say, as I've said before, the technology in this operation not keeping up with the talent. Paul and Andy ready for the home
Paul
opener.
Paul and Andy?
I'm saying it like he says it.
Yeah.
Technology
that public
not
service
ready.
Announcement brought to you by the Patriots pregame social.
By because, the idiot's guide to Facebook.
Because PPGS cares. Oh, my goodness.
Paul, quick question for you.
Oh, you got a quick question
for me. Not really. Drew Bledsoe will be here today. They're doing a halftime ceremony, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so fans out there, including...
having a party after.
James Cuff.
You should come here. You can do this damn radio show.
We will see Drew halftime, as well as John Morris, who is the most overshadowed inductee in a team Hall of Fame ever.
He still was thrilled to be here.
As he should be. But, you know, people are here to see Drew...
That is correct. Huge crowd.
Okay, go.
I wanted to get to some of these emails, so I'm going to start off with Casey in Milwaukee, who is formerly of New Hampshire, but he is at Brewski's Bar in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the heart
Teddy?
Of Packers country. The bar is kind
these things
of...
really are huge.
This bar is the kind of bar your mother warned you about, a real top-class dive.
Nice.
The wings are great and the beers are cheap, a great place to get lubed up before the Pats take on the Chargers. Keep up the good work on the social. I'll take a shot.
Lubricants.
On kickoff for you guys. Oh, he's going to take a shot. I get what he's saying.
I thought
he was going to take a shot at, you know.
A photo.
Well, I'm hoping he takes a photo.
I think he meant a photo from Brewski's.
I thought he meant a drink.
Yeah.
Jack Daniels.
I think he means it. But I also want a photo. See, you got an iPhone. Send in a photo. WebRadioPatriots.com. We'll get that photo up from Brewski's. Teddy's.
Chris is in Texas, Coppell, Texas. No relation to Ted.
Where is he? Is he still alive?
I think so.
Okay, go ahead.
He always hears Belichick and others talk about preparation for the week's game.
Yes.
But even though I'm a huge fan, I still don't know what that entails. Could you please give a breakdown on what the week leading up to the game entails? Do the Patriots have a large amount of pro scouts who prepare the prep work so the coaching staff can just move into the next week seamlessly?
Well, to some degree, yes. They do have a pro personnel department, pro scouts. Then they also have the coaching assistants, which do a lot of film breakdown work and inputting of stuff into the computer and into the system. I remember way back when we were both up-and-coming interns, Josh McDaniels and myself sitting on the plane, coming back from a road game, and he would be hard at work inputting stuff. He's really taken off a little bit more than
his intern career is...
Good news is I haven't failed as miserably at anything as he has.
Wow.
I like Josh, but
his era
in Denver is one of the great debacles in all of sports. He traded away an all-pro receiver. He traded away a Pro Bowl quarterback. He had terrible draft picks and got run out of town midway through his second season.
Yeah, Johnny in L.A., by the way, has sent in a photo, so we appreciate that. And
he's also on the Ace Ticket Hotline.
I am going there. He's
it's just a coincidence, though.
You two going to fight?
Yeah. Okay. Johnny, thanks for the photo, and we'll get that right up if it hasn't already been posted. We'll do so quickly. How are you at Sonny McLean's?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
You're doing better than us. You're at Sonny McLean's getting lubed up.
How's the crowd there today?
It's better than it was last time. Remember last time I talked to you, it probably sounded like I was in a library.
Yes.
I was the only one in here because everyone was working, you know, Monday afternoon. But pretty good crowd right now. I'm sure by the time kickoff happens, it'll be full in here.
What are your expectations for today's game? Got a little home and home kind of get up for you. California team versus your team.
Exactly.
Go f*** yourself, San Diego.
I got some good news for you guys.
Which is?
This game is going to be over by halftime.
Okay.
To who?
Patriots are just going to smoke them, think back to the 45-3 win.
Wow.
Here, over the Jets.
Then that's when they smoke it.
Big night that night with the Brewski celebration. Big day today with the Myra Kraft pins and Brady calling out for a big crowd and Patriots unbeaten in their Gillette home openers and San Diego traveling across country, and it's just going to be a whitewash today.
Boy, he does sort of paint a picture of this game being unwinnable for the Chargers, doesn't he?
Yeah, except he doesn't actually take into account anything on the football field. It's all kind of circumstantial
details.
None of the matchups fear you? You really believe that physically on the football field, offense, defense, special teams, that this game can be over at halftime?
I believe that it's going to be over by halftime, and also that I will call back next week as usual from Sonny's and check in, and we can find out how I did with my prediction.
We will, and we'll either call you a genius or a moron.
And we look forward to the call, Johnny. Thank you.
I've been called both. I look forward to it next week.
Okay. All right.
Get ready for another moron.
Johnny took Brady's advice to heart.
Oh, yeah.
I take it.
Especially out there.
You know, what are you going to do?
Everyone sucks but me. He started mid-morning out in California. Getting lubed.
Steve in Albany wants to talk a little about the fan tab thing. He says that you have to take into consideration the number of fans rating the teams. Patriots fans are diehard, but they are also real. Oh, I'm sorry. That wasn't supposed to be a joke.
Everything on FanTab, very real.
I don't take some of the ratings you read off seriously. They're likely to slide to 100 while we are real with our confidence. You also have to consider fans of our opponent signing up and sliding our rating to 0. I bumped my rating to 93 today based on Monday's performance and my confidence in our defensive line to put reasonable pressure on Phillip Rivers. I don't hold out much hope for our secondary, but if they could pull it all together today, then hooray for us. I have more confidence in our offense to pull it together than I would and I would like to see a big run game in addition to the yards Brady can get through the air. Moreover, it doesn't help our confidence rating when you two both predict the Chargers in the home opener where Brady has won 28 consecutive home starts. It's funny that he brought up the winning streak.
Here's where Paul rips it.
The home winning streak. I was talking to a member of the media relations department today, and we have a couple of things like that. If we win today, Belichick will have his third separate 10-game winning streak, and only, I guess, Don Shula had four 10-game winning streaks. And, you know, this one is another one, 28 straight home regular season wins. The NFL, I said to the Patriots media relations. I said the NFL needs to eliminate winning streaks that include losses. Quite simple.
And the PR director went,
It's quite simple.
What?
We need to stop recognizing winning streaks that have losses in the middle of them. Am I wrong on that?
Sounds very logical to me, Paul.
I used to crucify.
So would we
the
now
Colts
include
in the middle of the 2000s, 03, 04, and they had Bill Polian was always spouting, and that's one of the things that really got under Freddie's skin, was always spouting all of these illustrious winning streaks that somehow involved losses in the playoffs every year. They count. Those games count.
They do indeed.
So I'm not a big fan of the winning streak that included losses mixed in. And in this case, two losses mixed in.
So would you be a fan of just adding everything in the postseason? You get statistics, you get everything?
Well, if you want to keep it, you know, statistics to just the regular season so it's fair for every person that plays the same amount of games, then that's okay in terms of record statistics. But wins and losses, if you played a game when you lost it and it counted, I mean, it's not like a preseason game. I think that's got to count. No?
Sure.
Do you not agree?
I'm almost fearful of arguing against you. You seem so passionate about this topic.
You see all these stupid statistics, you know, they're unbeaten when Wes Welker catches, you know, 10 passes over 115 yards.
Right.
I mean, sort of,
think
yeah.
That's,
no, I agree.
I don't know.
Paul doesn't like the PR director stat. He likes real stats.
Well, I just think
meat and potatoes.
I think
stats.
A winning streak should be all wins.
I'm with you, Paul.
I'm a little old school that way. I think winning streak should only include wins.
Interesting note from the Twittersphere. Shane Vereen on the field warming up. Could we see Shane Vereen today?
Sure. Any sign of Ridley?
No.
I wonder.
I have not seen that. I'll keep my eye on the Twittersphere. Eric Scalavino or Fred Kirsch, if you're listening. Paul Perillo putting a call out for Stephen Ridley
sightings.
Well,
I'm just wondering how the inactives would work if... You know, would all of them be active for the same game, do you think?
No.
I agree.
I would tend to doubt it.
I agree.
As of right now, we know that inactive will be Dan Copen and Mike Wright. That's all we know.
Yes, you are
until
correct.
Until further notice. Any concern on the Mayo injury?
Yeah, a little bit.
While we're dabbling
not
in
so
the
much,
injury area?
Not so much concern that he won't be able to play today.
No. I don't care about playing.
Coming out of week one with an injury, yes, that's a concern.
I mean,
to
we
me.
Were
not
at
gonna,
the...
You know,
the Comcast Sportsnet introductory kickoff gala thing here in Foxborough at a bar, and he joked about...
And you think the JetBlue Patriots pregame social is a mouthful.
And he joked about, what was that, his second season when he got injured, hurt his knee, never came back. People were looking for big plays. He didn't look quick, didn't look fast, any of that. And he was asked about the frustration of not knowing injuries out there. You know, this team doesn't really put injuries out there. It's not really an excuse. And he said, let his play. You can tell with his play. And, well, I mean, would we see him limited? Because I'm looking for player of the year. I'm looking for him to shoot gaps. I'm looking for him to get in the backfield. Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, you're right.
Mike Tolbert. Ryan Matthews. Gates. Anything. Get involved here. And if he's limited in any way, that's not good for this defense.
No, I agree. Brian is in is up at UNH, and he is wanted to let us know that he's glad to have Paul and Andy because you guys are the better of the PFW crew. So this show is great.
I agree.
So do I. I was looking at ESPN's Week 2 picks, and no one seems to think that the Patriots can lose.
Exactly. I saw those and found them strange since the staff of PFW had two guys who picked the Chargers.
This confuses me. The Chargers have a good defense. Did they not have the number one offense and defense last year? I'm not saying that they can hold us under 20 points or anything, but I have a bad feeling that they're going to show up today.
If
we bring the same defense that we did in Miami last Monday, Rivers is going to torch us, and Gates could have a big game.
That's what I said.
Because we don't have anyone who can cover him.
Exactly. Anthony Fasano looked good last week.
Yep. I think we could lose
Antonio
this game.
Antonio Gates is Fasano on steroids.
34-28 or something
no
like that.
No accusation there, just
more than steroids.
Yes.
Or steroids.
He's a significantly
Freddie chiming in from the press box with some photos. Always like to get those photos from Freddie. Get those up on the Facebook page. And I'm getting the nod from Kevin to head over to Scott in the Patriots. I'm sorry, the Arizona Patriots fan club. Scott, how you doing?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Where are you?
We are at P10. We are at Lot 52, and we are tailgating with the Tailgate 2000 group today.
Oh, nice. I assumed you were in Arizona, but you're on site.
Yes, we are on site. Our club comes up every year for a trip. This is our seventh straight year coming out.
Did you not know you were supposed to bring food for us?
Year, so we brought about 30 of us out here to catch the game today.
So where's the photo? Send us a photo.
We have some photos. I'll be shooting them over to you in about 5 minutes.
Tremendous. Any attractive women in your group?
We have quite a bit.
Nice. Make sure they're in the front.
Scantily clad, by any chance?
Listening to Tom Brady's suggestions, they are drinking heavily.
Oh, they are getting hydrated. That's
I
good
like
to know.
That. Yes, I like that. It is a little sunny out there.
With women, I'd hope it was the other sort of lubed.
Relax.
Oh, easy
not
now.
PFW in progress.
Sorry, I'll take that back.
Scott, what's the secret recipe today? What's the tailgate staple for your group?
Oh, we have everything. We got steak tips. We got lobster. We got steak. You name it, we got it.
And Andy Hart and Paul Perillo will be in here, and James hasn't even gotten
and I'm enjoying like a 10-ounce Gatorade. That's all I got.
We got every beer you can name, every drink.
Lucky,
you name it, we got it.
Scott, before we let you go, do you have a prediction for the game?
I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, but I think the Patriots will pull it out, probably looking at like 34-14, 34-21, somewhere in that range.
All right, so a lot of confidence.
34-14, that is
a
blow-up.
Yeah,
that's
a lot of confidence.
Yeah, that's
coming from
especially
Patriots
in this
fans.
Game.
That's worse than Miami.
I got to tell you, if the Patriots beat the Chargers that handily, or if it's, God forbid, over at halftime, I will have to rethink what I think of this Patriots team. Because right now I think they're very good. They're competitive in the best of teams. If they do that, I might think they're the best team in football.
Am I the only one who remembers last season's game? We won, admittedly, but...
Right. It was ugly.
It was terrible.
It was ugly. I don't expect that this year. That was a tremendously ugly football game. I think you have a better chance to see a tough game that you'll say both teams slugged it out. Both teams played pretty well.
I agree. I think it's more likely you see both teams play better than they did last year, and I think they're two good football teams.
My hope is that happens, and we're in the fourth quarter in a dogfight, because I like to see great football games. Some people are wondering, could this Philip Rivers Chargers team supplant the Colts now and become the matchup for Brady that you play every year, even though they're not in your division, you play them every year. Bill even joked about it this year. Shootout, and we know those Colts games most of the time lived up to the hype. You in the fourth quarter, whoever led 21-3 at halftime was then trailing 24-21, whatever. And I hope we see that kind of game because I love that kind of football. Those are the best games I've covered as I've been here.
I agree with you, and you know you mentioned that you might have a situation where after the game you think about it differently. I think to week two in 2007.
Breaking news. Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Today's inactives.
Read them
Mallett.
Off.
Price, Vereen, Guyton, Wendell, Copen, Wright. And they're scrolling off my screen. You get all those?
Yep, that's seven. You got them.
I'm just glad we...
got Price on the fantasy team.
Bit of an interesting twist there at linebacker, no?
Well, Guyton is dealing with a hamstring problem. He missed
and
some
Spikes
practice time. And
Spikes
is in, so looks like they flip-flop. Which is interesting because you would think that this would be more of a Gary Guyton game. But if he's not healthy and he can't run and use that speed, you know, with the hamstring problem.
I don't know. Do you expect the Chargers to try to run some?
No.
To try to line up and run?
No.
I think they might.
Not a lot.
And by this, maybe Bill thinks so. Maybe he thinks he's going to need those inside linebackers and run players.
Yeah,
both Fletcher and
I have
Spikes.
To think that Guyton is just physically not ready to play. Because I don't think this is a strategic thing. Sounds like that's where you're leaning.
Not 100% strategic.
Because I don't think the Chargers try to line it up.
If this
and really
were
run
last week, I think he might have gone with Guyton. I don't know the health status of Guyton. I just think this is a game where you might feel like you could get away with a little more. Last week, you knew whatever Miami did, they weren't going to line up and try to run the ball between the tackles. That wasn't going to be
correct.
A big part of their game plan. And that's where Spikes, Fletcher come into play. I think there's a better chance that Matthews and Tolbert try to run the ball between the tackles, and that is a legitimate run game for some portion of this game. Now, once it gets into a shootout or whatever, things can kind of morph, but I actually think both teams could kind of try to come out this week and establish the run a little bit to create play action mismatch to help that passing game out against these defenses.
Well, that'll be interesting to see if that does unfold. I would be surprised if it unfolded that way. I don't think.
And Cunningham also going to make his debut likely today.
Do you think the Chargers have the edge in that run?
I would not say that. I think they're competitive. I don't think either team is great. I don't think either team has an elite runner in the backfield. I don't think Matthews will ever be that, but he certainly isn't that right now as a number one pick. And you still always have to like the Woodhead carries. Whenever he gets his carries, you have to feel pretty good about Woodhead getting 6 yards. You know, whether you want to call that scheme, whether you want to call that play circumstance, whether you just want to say, you know what, whatever it is, the guy's pretty good. He's looked good. He doesn't look like he's going to become a flash in the pan by any means. And the other guy that could do that is now in New Orleans, Darren Sproles, no longer on the Chargers, so that benefits the Patriots.
Correct.
Colin, I also need to apologize. Sorry to rant here. I owe Brandon Merriweather an apology. I saw a number of replays of the...
He wasn't involved in the
nowhere
play.
Around. There was a 30, a 47. He was not in the mix. I'm sorry, Brandon Merriweather, for the first time in your life, a big play happened,
and you were not
the reason.
The only reason he wasn't in the mix is because he missed coverage.
Yeah, he probably thought it was a running play. He was at the line of scrimmage.
He was playing the role of Bob Sanders. Colin is in Brussels, and he is taking Tom Brady's advice to
Colin's to Hart. Getting lubed up.
He is.
Got to have a looped up colon.
He says, I was a little nervous about this game. With the Chargers having the number one offense and defense last year, I was thinking maybe we would lose. But then Tom Brady gave me the answer. Drink! Now I'm feeling much better, and I'm picking the Patriots. 42-21, 6 sacks, and 2 interceptions. Go, Pats!
Six sacks?
Got to keep drinking.
That'd be big. That would be big.
They had 4 last week.
Well, Jermaine Cunningham
didn't
had
really
one of those?
Didn't get any pressure.
Well, that's, yeah. Those were the quietest 4 sacks ever.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I could see it.
These could be a loud 6 sacks. Cunningham, will he get a sack today? Paul?
No.
Okay. James, you want to answer?
You were looking for a one-word
yes.
today, weren't you? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wanted a yes or no. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say Andre Carter will, for the second consecutive week, have a sack.
Haynesworth?
No.
Anybody else you want to throw out there? Mark Anderson.
Mayo.
No. Mark Anderson, yes.
No.
I like Mark Anderson.
I know. You seem to be in love with Mark Anderson.
Love's a strong
Nobody
word.
Loves players who were good in 2006 more than Paul Perillo.
No one hates everybody like Andy Hart.
That is not true. I love Taylor Price. If he ever gets on the field, I will show that love again. That's 16 games as a rookie he played in 1. 2 games as a sophomore, he's 0 for 2. Yeah, looking good.
Thanks, Jeeves, in 2 of my fantasy teams.
Is he?
Yes.
Why would you listen to me?
I don't know.
I fall in love with receivers who are nice guys. It happens. He's a nice guy, and he's talented. But so is Chad Jackson. I'm just saying.
Now, listen. He hasn't played. It's hard to get around that. We haven't really gotten a chance. Andy and I are convinced from watching training camp practices that he can play.
And preseason. When he's been on the preseason field, yeah. He's looked like he's belonged.
Absolutely.
When he was on the game field last year, he looked like he belonged.
Ooh, Stig is also getting lubed up. I want to get to his email. He's in
Stig?
Stig. He's in Norway.
Is he a Stig in the mud?
He says, hello, guys, and the British chap.
Hello.
From Norway.
As a true Patriots fan, I will obey Brady and plan to get lubed up in good time. My plan of attack is steadily drinking some pregame brewskis for the pregame social. And then, during the game, continue with the beer, but pour up 1 finger of 10-year-old single-aisle scotch each time the Patriots score. He could really be lubed up by the end of the
He could be done by halftime. I don't know if the game will be, but he could be. I certainly would
He's
be.
Watching the game on the NFL Game Pass, by the way, for those
nice.
Of you who wonder how our European followers keep track of the Patriots.
I believe that's free for the first 2 weeks or something. I believe there's some sort of introductory offer there. Check that out if the money is an issue, because you may be able to... steal it for a week.
Bill in San Diego taking a run at the autotrader.com emailer of the week prize. Jets suck. Did I win?
You're in the running. If it hadn't been for those, you know,
that's
3
the good,
weeks
that's
of
the good
bad.
Bill. That's the good Bill.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's the good Bill. Okay, yeah. You're in the running then. Suck up to Matt Lapin.
Nick in Illinois. Hey, guys, I think that if you are going to rate our emails and pick the best one, we emailers at least need some criteria. If it's Andy making the decision, we just need to include a bunch of fart jokes. If it's Paul, we just have to yell at the rest of the fans. I think we should leave the decision up to James. The most interesting Patriots fan in the world should be the one making the the call on the best email. When we play the Chargers, could we expect to see more of Ocho Cinco?
Yes. A lot of people predicting that today, including one awesome Teddy Bruschi. He thinks Ocho will be targeted a bunch of times, could find the end zone, five or six receptions. We know the Patriots
do that. This is what they do.
We know Absolutely. They do that. They will target guys in specific situations.
The only reason he's doing that is so when he does it, he goes, oh, well, you see, I gave him his advice
exactly.
halfway through the week.
He can take the credit.
Up to me.
Boo.
Well, he's set himself up, is what he's done. Set himself up to be right either way, which is unfortunate, I think. Some more images coming in, one from our buddy Scott with the Arizona tailgate party that we just spoke to a little while ago.
Are these being posted?
Which is nice.
Post them. Get them up, Matt. Get it up.
Alfred also, AJ, sending in some photos as
I
well.
I see why he goes with AJ. no offense, Alfred.
Anything happening on the in the Twitter sphere, Andy Hart?
Twitter sphere. We are the big question from the visitant is should we be worried? Taylor Price inactive again. We just touched on that a little bit. Worried? I'm going to say no. Why would you be worried?
Last week.
No, but let's look at it just purely on paper. Welker and Branch are healthy. They're your one and your two, whatever you want to call them. Ocho Cinco is healthy. He's not going to be inactive. You pay him too much money, and he needs the reps too much, whatever they are. Julian Edelman has to be active because he's your punt returner and kick returner, so he also becomes your extra receiver. And Matthew Slater has to be active because he is a special teamer, becomes your fifth receiver.
Did he mean
he's
worried?
He's now the guy, that, by the way, that takes the top off the defense, too. So
yes.
Did he mean worried today or just worried?
I think big picture worried.
Right.
And I don't think you should. And he's also in the injury report with what, a hammy? Is that the hamstring? Limited in practice. He was questionable. So he's not 100% healthy, and he's not one of your best options on game day, because to be a best option, he kind of needs to break the top three, not the top five, because the bottom two are locks because of their special teams contributions. Now, I may sound like I'm making excuses, and I am for my guy, but I also think it makes sense. Right, Paul Perillo?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Why not?
I don't think you always listening
make,
to me.
You always make sense. No, but the hamstring pull, yeah, I was all over you. Quick email here before
heard
we hit.
One word.
Quick email here before we head to another break here. And this is, I think this one's going to be in the running here. Is this from you?
No,
it's not yet.
taking into account that he has Big Head and Mr. Negativity here, as well as the world's most interesting Patriots fan, I don't generally listen to virtual tailgates. But when I do...
How many other virtual tailgates are there out there to turn down?
I listen to the Patriots pregame social. Hey, Big Head and Mr. Negativity. When the T-shirts with I love P-I, small I, G-S on the front, apologies to my former girlfriend.
Wow.
He also says that his most important elements of this game, keys to the game, containing gates and pass protection.
So he agrees with me. It all boils down to Josh Barrett.
That's what we both said.
100% Josh Barrett. You don't have Gary Guyton in that mix. That could hurt a little bit. Mayo's going to have to run with him, although he won't be on that side. He's weak sideline.
And he'll let you know.
Rob Ninkovich is going to have to run with him. That's not a matchup I'm looking for.
He'll let you know
Patriots.
By his play, correct? That email was from Pete, by the way, in Hampshire, England.
Hampshire.
Oh, it is Hampshire. I was right.
Yes.
So the Prince of Pomposity, who corrected me a couple of weeks ago, was
Hampshire?
Incorrect.
Hampshire?
Right.
Hampshire.
Once again, foiled by Eric.
Okay.
I'm getting a little tired of that.
By the way, just so you reference Eric, we've had a number of requests on the Twitter sphere.
Not to go to him today?
Can we mix in Fred and not go to Eric today?
Okay, but when we get back, we are going to check into the press box with Kevin Acey of the San Diego Union-Tribune.
Todman talk.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochere. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Is that bacon I smell?
Grandma must be cooking.
She makes everything with bacon. Bacon pie, bacon shrimp, bacon on the cob.
I know one thing that tastes better than her cooking.
What's that?
The new Bacon McDouble from McDonald's. It's made with two savory pieces of bacon, melty American cheese.
Mm, that sounds better than anything Grandma can whip up.
I heard that.
The new Bacon McDouble is here. Right now, you can get two Bacon McDoubles or two large fries or one of each for just $3.33. Price of single item posted on menu board. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Hey, just got back from Dunkin' Donuts, grabbed a big and toasty. Any messages?
The presentation needs its 14th revise.
Cool.
You have to fly to China today.
Oh, yeah.
You have a middle seat.
Booyah!
And your car is getting towed.
Bring it!
As we speak, right there.
Oh, I live for this!
A big day calls for the big and toasty. It's two fried eggs, cherrywood smoked bacon and cheese on Texas toast. Grab this breakfast favorite at Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
People are excited about the new Dunkin' Donuts K-Cup packs. When Joy Otero heard the news on Dunkin's Facebook page, she wrote, "Love it. Come do the Joy Joy Dance! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, smiley face." Maybe she should try the decaf? America's favorite coffee is now in K-Cup packs. Hurry in today for all five delicious varieties. Available only at Dunkin' Donuts stores. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
This is Patriots kicker Steve Gostkowski, and you're inside the Patriots pregame social.
Everyone. Back here in the JetBlue Patriots pregame social. A lot of banter going on in between breaks here with Andy Hart, Paul Perillo, and the world's most interesting Patriots fan, James Pettigrew. Can't keep all of your comments for on the air. That means we're having a good show. It's just spilling off into the commercial breaks.
That's what we are. When you're at a tailgate, there's no commercial breaks. You're just kind of all over the place.
It's a very, very good point,
and
Andy
we are Hart. The world's best, maybe only, virtual tailgate party.
Some more pictures coming in. I love it. John just sent one in from his tailgate.
Beautiful day out there for tailgating, by the way. Tremendous.
Oh, this is actually an old photo. Tom Brady at Michigan, senior year at Michigan, taken by one of his friends who was a bartender wherever that photo happened to be taken.
Nice. Put it up.
We'll check on that first to make sure that it's not anything that's putting our Tom into any sort of compromising situation. What's the matter?
I don't know. Getting a thumbs down from off camera.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm getting hand signals.
Well, no surprises. Beyond the one that we already talked about with Gary Guyton. We talked a little bit about Vereen among the inactives,
mm-hmm.
And whether or not he might give it a go. Clearly, he's dealing with something still physically.
Well, I would put him in the Taylor Price category as well, though.
He's not
in the regular mix.
So absolutely.
If he's at all dinged up, you're not going to force him in.
Absolutely. I agree. But, you know, the fact that he hasn't been active, I don't think is necessarily an indication that he's not panning out. He's not healthy.
No. It doesn't help him that he was inactive in the preseason. I think that's the issue, and he wasn't completely ready to go. These are those things that if the other guys stay healthy, now all you say his rookie here just kind of is slowed throughout.
All right, let's step back up into the press box here at Gillette Stadium and talk to Kevin Acey of the San Diego Union-Tribune. Nobody covers the Chargers like Kevin Acey does. Kevin, I appreciate you taking the time out. Andy Hart, Paul Perillo with you here on the Patriots pregame social. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
First of all, I wanted to talk about some of the keys to this game, and one of the things that, there's a lot of firepower, obviously, with San Diego's offense, but one of the things that I felt was important was getting pressure on Phillip Rivers inside. and not allowing him to step up in the pocket and make some of those downfield throws. How is Nick Hardwick, I know he missed some time last year. Has he solidified things a little bit on the inside of that line?
Yeah, absolutely. This is for a guy who probably is not making the Pro Bowl because of the other guys in the league when healthy. And last year, actually, he did start every game, but the 2 years before that, he had major injury problems. He and left guard Chris Dielman, I think that's a really good combination. Dielman, 4 Pro Bowls in a row, and deservedly so. That's not an empty Pro Bowl. You're absolutely right about that's a real excellent game plan to beat the Chargers. Phillip, I will say, while not mobile at all, I mean, it's almost comical. It was comical last week to watch the Vikings think he was going to run on the game-winning touchdown that he threw to Mike Tolbert. The pocket presence of this guy, and it gets better every year, is excellent. He knows how to not take a sack, and I think that's really underrated. And he also gets rid of the ball very quickly. Again, underrated when you talk about the pass protection he receives. A lot of it is Phillip Rivers.
Kevin, everybody obviously knows about the Chargers passing game, but they're sort of in a transition phase here on the ground. Ryan Matthews looks like he's at least healthy this year.
Or did I lose you?
Kevin?
Yeah. Kevin, we can hear you. Can you hear us? All right, we're going to have to drop him, and hopefully we can
we're back in preseason form here in the pregame social.
What is this now? Is this number 6 now?
Yes.
So that's twice in 6 weeks we've had cell phone issues, so...
I say we call Vito Stellino. His cell phone works.
How do you put it, Andy? The technology is not caught up to the talent.
Nope. I had a good question about Ryan Matthews in the ground game, and we may never know.
Oh, there was a question in there?
Shut up.
So we'll
at least
we'll
I didn't say, I know Nick Hardwick didn't play last year, was banged up, and he goes, he started all 16 games, Paul.
Two years ago, obviously, is what I was talking about. But
Brady was hurt like 3 years ago. Should I ask
but
if he's healthy yet?
Unlike you, I will admit it. I did mess that up. I thought last year was the year that he had missed. You know what happens when you get old? They all run together. They all run together. We have him back right now.
Kevin, can you hear us?
Ooh.
Hello.
Hey, boys. Hey. I lost you. I was just talking about Phillip's pocket presence.
Those damn frequency coordinators in the press box. They're jamming your signal. Good stuff coming out of you.
Well, that stuff can happen here every once in a while.
I was just saying, hey, you know what? You got it. You nailed it. Obviously, it's a great way to stop by the Chargers. I don't know where you lost me. But I was just talking about Phillip not mobile at all.
Right.
It is about the time that he has, and he is excellent at creating that time and also getting rid of the ball extremely quickly.
And I was about to go into a question about the running game, because everybody knows how good the passing game is with Rivers. How does Ryan Matthews look? He looks like he's healthy. Is he ready to become a lead back in the truest sense of the word, or are you going to have to continue with this split with Tolbert?
Well, in the truest sense of the word, no, because one thing the Chargers fans, I think, took for granted for a long time was the complete back that LaDainian Tomlinson was, and also the pass protection of Darren Sproles, even though Sproles was not a lead back. Again, the protection of Phillip. And let me tell you something. People always about running. Offensive line's always about running. Everyone's job on this team, just like it probably is here in New England, keep that quarterback healthy. All right, so no, Ryan Matthews not ready to be that every down back. For that reason, I wrote about it this week, Mike Tolbert will continue to get the majority of the snaps. Now, what's happened is been kind of funny, actually. Since Ryan Matthews got healthy at the end of last year, when both of these guys play in a game, they've had the exact same number of carries. And that is probably about how it's going to be 50-50. And you know what? They used Matthews last week for the first time as more of a scat back. And this guy, catching passes, he had 73 yards passing on 3 receptions. He is getting, when he's healthy, he is an excellent back, and he justifies the pick. Now, the problem has been injuries and fumbles for this kid.
Kevin, I know the defense finished number 1 overall in terms of yards allowed, but how good is this defense?
Well, had they finished about 5th or 6th, they probably would have been like 13-3. The reason that they were so good, when you just look at that statistic of fewest yards allowed, was all the problems on special teams and the turnovers giving short fields. So if you give up 12 yards for a touchdown, well, heck, you only gave up 12 yards on that drive. That was over and over. But they were a good defense. They were a top 10 defense. And like I said, top 10 last year. These guys are in the playoffs, and I think they're a pretty darn good team. I think they're better this year. And I do think, again, they will not finish number one. You know, only one team does. But I do believe they have the potential to be a top five, and I will be really surprised if they're not a top 10 defense. To change some of the changes they made, I think bringing in Keo Spikes, Bob Sanders, who, again, we got to see this kid go through the season healthy. But so far, Bob Sanders looks a lot like the guy who was the defensive player of the year in 07, and that would be in practice preseason in the first game. So we'll see about that. But I really do think this is a good defense. It's not a great defense.
We talked about how important it is to get some pressure on Phillip Rivers. Obviously, the same can be said about Tom Brady. How do the Chargers, beyond the obvious of Sean Phillips, how do they go about getting some pressure on Tom Brady today?
Well, it's a little bit of the same stuff. I think their defensive line has to play really well, and that's not something that happens a whole heck of a lot. I do think this is their best defensive line in about 4 years, since Jamal Williams was Jamal Williams.
Mm-hmm.
But guy named Antonio Gray, and he's a good Williams knockoff, he is. And they got two young guys, Corey Legent, now Vaughn Martin takes over at left end for Luis Castillo, had surgery this week to repair a fracture in his leg he suffered last week against Minnesota. So it's a new defensive line, and I think everybody knows how Tom Brady can bite you if he's going to go after him all the time. Certainly did it to the Chargers here in 07. Now, they do. They got to blitz him. They got to send it. They got to disrupt. That's always what it's going to be when you play a quarterback like Tom Brady. But they also have to have the one-on-one battles won up front. And I don't see that too often with the Chargers. But I will tell you this. Their defensive backs tend to rise to the occasion against Manning and Brady. They have some of the best numbers in the league against these two quarterbacks. I think Quentin Jammer, he's probably an underrated corner. I think Antoine Kayson is on his way up. I think they're in the top 10 of cornerback tandems. They always play really well against Brady. Look at his numbers. Now, those numbers would be 5-2 and the numbers that count, but look at his passing. There's only a couple teams better against Tom Brady than the Chargers D.
What kind of depth do they have? You mentioned Jammer and Kayson. Who do they have behind?
Ed Young after that. They have a kid named Dante Hughes who used to play for the Colts, and he's their number one nickel. He played the last half of last season and virtually assured that he was going to get the starting job this year. And obviously he'll be on the field a lot today. And then they had a second-round draft pick, Marcus Gilchrist. Really, really promising kid. Don't know that you want to get him out there having to get turned around today against Tom Brady. He played one snap last week. But yeah, they're very young there, but they have the four corners. They got four safeties. Again, the depth behind Eric Weddle and Bob Sanders. It's young guys. And I shouldn't say that. Steve Gregory's been in the league a lot. But you do not want to get too deep with this defense. When I speak of me thinking it being an improved defense, I think it's on the front line. After that, and this team has not been lucky and injury-free recently, so there is a pretty big concern there.
Okay, Kevin, we've gotten all the important stuff out of the way. Now I have to ask a personal question, and this question comes from a former Dartmouth High School graduate myself. How has Jordan Todman looked? I haven't seen the inactives. Is he active today? And what do you think his future is with the team?
Look, he's in the garage, so to speak, from the front office person. He's a guy who is going to play on this team, they believe. He looked real good in preseason opportunities. Really good in everything that they're asking a back to do. It came out of that Connecticut system, which my understanding is kind of a pro-style offense, and he was definitely seasoned for a running back. But they have the two guys we've already talked about. And he will not, unless there's major injuries and they can't find somebody else, they will not put this rookie out there this year.
Okay, so just to tell the other running backs, all of southeastern Massachusetts is rooting for major injuries for the other guys on the depth chart.
Well, sure, that would serve everybody first, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Kevin, before we let you go, not a lot of people nationally think the Chargers can win this game. Ironically, two guys that work for the Patriots, Andy Hart and myself, both have picked San Diego. Are we out of our minds?
That's funny. I did too, and there's a lot of things that go into that. Again, the way they play Brady, how highly I think of the defense now, And that I do think that there's vulnerabilities on the Patriots defense. Now, I say that, and I know who the coach is, and I know that there's always new players on this team, and that, you know, he continues to win 14 games a year. The easy pick, don't you think, was to take the Patriots at home in the home opener?
Correct.
but I think it's a pretty good Chargers team.
All right. A lot of good stuff. Kevin, we'll look forward to talking to you when we get upstairs. We'll be up in a moment. Enjoy the game.
Right on. Take care.
That's Kevin Acey from the San Diego Union Tribune. He, and I know that you always chuckle at me, but he is one of the better beat writers around the National Football League. And you could see how prepared he was with all the
His radio style, too. He almost answers questions that weren't asked. And there's almost like a poetic or musical rise and flow and up and down to it.
A lot of stuff there. And interesting that he would say that he thinks that the talent on defense is maybe a little bit better than it has been, but not as deep.
Right.
So that's going to be
something.
He almost
made it. God forbid someone gets hurt.
Right. So that's going to be something to keep an eye on for San Diego. Probably not today, but, you know, as you watch
Bob
them
Sanders
down forward.
Gets hurt.
You know, and for your thing, when you're talking about, you know, trying to weigh the, you know, who's going to get the number two seed in the AFC, that'll be interesting to see how that all unfolds. But I'm really looking forward to this game, and I'm,
so Antonio Garay, is that his name, Antonio?
Antonio Garay, correct.
The matchup with Dan Conley could be a little more than maybe we are giving it credit for. We have a lot of confidence in Conley based on a season plus here of reserve action, but if he's as good as Jamal Williams, and he's saying he's starting to look like a Jamal Williams type, that's high praise from a guy that watched a lot of Jamal Williams.
And Jamal Williams was better than virtually anybody who played that position in his prime.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. This is a guy that saw a lot of that and saying Garay is starting to look a little something like that going against a backup center. A little color me concerned.
Yeah,
I think I picked the Chargers.
I think the Luis Castillo injury is a big one for them. And I know Vaughn Martin is the guy replacing him, the guy that Belichick couldn't remember his name on Friday.
That's never good.
Never a good sign. but the fact Castillo's a good player for them. And he broke his leg in the opener. I don't believe they IR'd him.
I think they'll try to get him back out there.
Doesn't
he get back quick?
And he's one of those guys that learned. He didn't even learn at the NFL level. He learned it coming out of Northwestern.
Right.
learned nutrition and strength.
Probably not the time for this, but did you see Peyton Manning learning at the European level?
No, I didn't.
Going abroad for some stem cell treatments.
Very good.
Is that right?
You know, Bartolo Colon went abroad and found himself coming back a dominant pitcher. Peyton Manning looking to recover quickly.
Oh, interesting. Learning quickly. Kevin, just so you know, I lost the call screener somehow. So something we're going to have to do about that before we can take another call.
Let's give out some gifts.
You want to give out some gifts?
Why not?
All right. Well, why don't you give out some gifts before we get ready to take our last break before this game? I'm really looking forward. I'm jacked up.
That's why I hope it's not over at halftime.
For this home opener. I'm really jacked up. What do you got for us? Talk into the mic, please.
It may help you out in your future endeavors, so have a look.
Have a look.
Future endeavors.
Why do I have
future
a feeling endeavors. This is going to be something embarrassing?
Oh.
Oh, look at this.
Look at that.
A case for an iPad.
Oh, sorry, I forgot these.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
No. No, 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 no. You can't do that.
Spoke to your boss already.
Really?
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
There's a white one and a black one. So if you're really going to be social media buffs, you got to have the right tools. And I was surprised when I came in earlier because you really needed things like this earlier.
I'm a little tingly stunned.
Can I re-gift this? My wife really wants that.
Absolutely not.
I won't be re-gifting mine. You can damn well assure it.
I hope you can have the Twitter up. You can have the other things
up. Am I the only one that is feeling extreme guilt right now for a guy who bought us lunch every Tuesday for the last 2 years?
I feel awkward.
Good. That was the intention.
I'm feeling very
Christmas
awkward.
Christmas tree shop?
they're not stolen.
Is this the knockoff version?
Fred approved.
Wait a minute. Why is the serial number on mine all scratched out? Should I be concerned by that?
Don't be at all. There's one black one, one white one, so you can swap if you feel the need.
I didn't know they came in colors.
There we go.
Plus, we're just going to cover it up with our cases, right?
Exactly that.
You are the... Not only are you the greatest Patriots fan, you're the greatest man that's ever walked
this
planet.
Well, I hope... No, this way...
Do you want $100 gift card to the pro shop?
That's quite all right. Don't worry.
I feel like I owe... I know how women feel after an expensive date. I feel like I owe you a little something.
I absolutely do.
I'm not going to give it to you.
Meet me after the game.
Eric will be by later.
As Tom said, get lubed up.
Oh my God. This is unbelievable.
You shouldn't make people speechless when they're on the
radio.
Very
good, but no, it's...
Yeah, it doesn't make for great radio.
It's Verizon as well, so you can blog from the field or if you're at practice and things like that. So just make sure the fans get lots of feedback from you guys. And
I promise. Once I learn how to... Oh, you want to take it and give it back to me tomorrow so I don't break it in the first day?
Absolutely not. No.
Is this case going to do enough to protect me from myself?
Unlikely.
So you can't just throw it up against the wall.
Luckily, I won't bring this jogging with me. That's the one place I won't bring it.
But what I will say is they are pseudo PFW properties. So if you pull a he should not be named, you leave the iPad.
Okay.
You don't take your next job.
Oh, is that right?
I don't know if you can do that.
So the 2-week notice I was planning on giving, not the right time for that. Huh?
You are the greatest ever. That's all I have to say. Greatest ever.
Up there with Matt, who's bringing in food. That is way above and beyond.
It was more stuff from you guys for the fans. That's the way I look at it. An investment in the show.
We'll do our best.
I've got too much invested already.
We'll do our best isn't good enough. And I hope you enjoy the game today. And
I will do. Andy, please teach Paul how to use it.
I'll try.
Who's going to teach him how to use it?
I pick things up quick, though.
As you want to say, the only reason I got it is for Word with Friends. It's great iPad. So,
nice.
That's the reason.
When it comes to picking things up, I'm sort of like Randy Moss, Wes Welker, 2007. Paul is more like Ocho Cinco, 2011. It takes him a little while to get up to speed.
Yeah, but there's a difference.
But then he
comes
through in the end. Don't get me wrong. He'll come through in the end.
No, here's the sort of thing. On the pregame social, maybe you can have one with the Twitter on, one with the Facebook.
I am very excited.
Stuff.
I am very excited.
I disagree with your analogy. I'm more like Joey Galloway. Chad Ocho Cinco was given a solid effort. Joey Galloway had no interest in doing anything but running straight
out of the
field.
Back of the end zone.
It's a lack of effort on my part.
But I do have still something for Fred, so I need to get that to him one day.
Okay. You want to give it to us to see if we should steal it first?
You won't want to steal this, trust me.
Okay, good.
Unfortunately, the Jets are just laying a whooping on Jacksonville, 29-3.
That's okay.
So
it's a long season. Marathon, not a sprint.
In typical Jets fashion, they're going to jump out of the gate 2-0, and they'll start talking about...
Then they'll stumble a little bit. And
he'll start talking about back-to-back Super Bowls before they even win the first one.
Well done, Paul.
Well, thank you. Young Andy. And thanks again, James, for a truly ridiculous gift.
It is ridiculous.
There you go. I aim to please.
Oh, and you did. You very much pleased me.
Very good.
Andy Hart, I had a chance, and I'm going to take this away from the Chargers game here or anything, but to see a really cool Hall of Fame induction ceremony yesterday.
Yes.
Biggest crowd.
I saw some of
the
photos.
Crowd they've ever had for one of these.
Sitting on the stairs leading up into Patriot Place, overlooking the hall. Very cool.
And as usual, my guy handling himself with nothing but the utmost class.
Well, off the field, he's always been tremendous.
And he talked about a lot of his teammates, a lot of his former teammates, most notably Tom Brady, who he referred to as a horrible backup quarterback because... He didn't get the backup part.
That's a good line.
And he went on to say, I hope that you guys realize, talking to the fans, just how special this guy is and how, you know, the things that he's done. For him to be as classy about, my God, the Jets just picked off another pass. For him to be as classy.
That was in honor of Drew Bledsoe.
Now that was well done. For him to be as classy when talking about Brady as he is, I mean, and I know they're friends, and I know that's not fake. They were friends, as Drew said last Thursday when I chatted with him. I didn't share him with the thousands of people here yesterday. They were friends right away, immediately when he came in. He said, yeah, I thought he'd be a good 10, 12-year backup, skinny beanpole.
And remain friends throughout the controversy.
Absolutely.
Have I told the story?
Probably
this
would
be a good place to tell
Why
the story.
Why don't you do so?
Way back when in 2001. Today's a day for 2001 intern stories. You had my Josh McDaniel story.
Yes.
I was working out in the weight room at the old Foxborough Stadium. I was allowed to at the time. Don't know why, but that certainly went the way of that
stadium. Well, it's because they
thought
you were a player with those big arms
and,
of yours.
Drew
of course, you ignore the rest of your body.
Drew and Tom were working out together, and it was just the three of us. I was off to myself trying to, stay in the corner, not get seen, not break anything, stay away from the valuable property that is those two guys. And, it was like a PFW in progress. The way they were joking around.
Unprofessional weightlifting.
What?
Nothing.
The topics, I mean, were the types of things that normal guys talk about, porn, drinking, going out, whatever, and they were the best of chums. And I remember that to this day and thought, they really, despite the situation, they really legitimately liked each other. And that, I always thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, and I know that Drew was upset, and behind closed, you know, there's a lot of people that say, well, behind closed doors, he was a different story. Well, no kidding, it was a different story. The guy was seeing his career flash in front of him.
But that wasn't Tom's fault.
No, and it wasn't Drew's fault either.
Any ill will towards Tom.
Any guy who
was the situation
lost
and
his
maybe
job.
Someone else here.
And,
but
any guy who lost his job and didn't get an opportunity to win it back would feel like that. But the key is that Bledsoe kept it internal. He didn't go to the media every day and say that he's, you know, I'm better than this guy. I should be playing over this guy. This guy can't do a thing. We're going to go to the playoffs with a young quarterback with no experience. He never did that. You know, maybe he did that to his friends. Maybe he did it to his family. But it didn't get out in the papers. And that's how it can be disruptive in the locker room.
Right.
Is if he splinters the locker room with veterans that are on his side, with the young guys that want to win with the new guy. That's how it unravels on you, and it never did. And I think for most guys, it probably would have.
I think what he did was very, very difficult to do, but he did it successfully.
All right, so that's my little shot with the Patriots Hall of Fame, which was a really cool scene yesterday because, as Andy said, people just hanging out on the stairs coming down from Patriot Place, people watching upstairs. There were thousands of people here, and they were here to see the guy who pretty much brought Drew Bledsoe, the Patriots into respectability in Drew Bledsoe. So that was a lot of fun. Wow. Long email here from Matt in SoCal.
Is he trying to steal a gift card?
Well, let's see. Just want to say thanks for getting me through the lockout. I started listening to PFW in Progress shortly after losing my job at the beginning of the summer. We get a lot of those jams. We touch people on a serious level.
Yeah, do you remember that guy's wife died or something like that?
And we got him through.
You got him through.
That's what I was thinking of.
I was
absolutely
stunned.
I was lucky enough to find a new one, but now I'm commuting 2 or 3 hours each day and finding you guys. That's like me and you. That's not fun. And finding you guys has truly made everything easier. I felt like Fred reading that. I can't listen live during the week, so I have become an obsessive podcast listener. Anyway, the pregame social is awesome, and as a Pats fan for 15 years, I can honestly say you guys make a great team even better. One request, can somebody from PFW please join the postgame show? I know Pac-Man is doing his thing, but of all the radio shows, that's the one I just can't sit through.
I'll do it.
I would love to volunteer.
You handle the writing and editing, Paul. I'll be down here talking.
We just have too much to do, so unfortunately, we can't do it. We did have 1 week that you and I went on where we were waiting for them to come back. Sorry. What?
I just had we'll be able to use the new app that's coming out this week or next week.
Damn right.
The Patriots.com iPad app with everything that is PFW, PFW in Progress, audio, video. I'm even more excited. Patriots Football Weekly on a tablet.
As for today's game, he was sad to see that Taylor Price was inactive again. When do you guys think we might get a chance to see him play a bit? I hope he is still making progress toward being our future superstar and Andy's man crush, but it would be nice to see him contribute a bit this season. That's
yes,
Matt in SoCal. Thanks for that email, Matt.
I mean,
very nice.
You got to think that Deion Branch is going to get hurt. I mean, I'm not jinxing him by any means. That's what he is. He's frail. I mean, any guy that they once held out of an entire preseason so he wouldn't get touched, the belief is he's frail. He has injuries. So you got to think he's going to miss some time at some point, and you got to think somebody else will. I mean, it's hard to stay healthy in the NFL. Certainly for a team like this that's going to throw the ball so much, you're going to get hit. I mean, Welker has taken more hits than anyone in recent years. I don't want to jinx him either. But at this point, I'm not sure you'll see much of Taylor Price until he's needed, until there's an opening in the rotation. Because you got the tight ends. I mean, there's just so many balls to go around, so many roles on offense, and he's not one of those top 4, 5, 6, 7 at this point.
No, you're right. Tom.
Still my man crush, though.
Tom in Waterbury, Connecticut is next up on the yet-to-be-sponsored email line.
On the JetBlue.
We're working on that here in the JetBlue pregame social inside the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios as we prepare to find out who the autotrader.com emailer of the week is.
At Gillette Stadium.
As this is my first time writing in, I just have to say I enjoy PFW immensely and listen to the show every Patriots game day. So you're the one. I had about an hour of free time this morning, so I decided to get a game of Madden 12 in on PS3.
Uh-oh.
To make the long story short, I was able to score 4 touchdowns with my tight end. After the game was finished, icon came up, which indicated that I had won an award. Awards are given on specific basis. To my surprise, what do I see? Rob Gronkowski Award. Catch 3+ TD passes with a TD in a game. Pretty cool, if I must say so, and I always, and like always, you guys were in front of the Gronkowski movement. Madden agrees. There is one more award in addition. Tom Brady Award, have a passer rating of 149-plus in a game. Gronkowski is in very good company, if I may say so. Question, do you know if players, in this case Brady or Gronkowski, are aware of this, as most NFL players play Madden? That's something maybe we could touch on. We're doing some new things in the paper every week, and we're doing some getting to knows that we've done in training camp with some unknown rookies, but we're doing them now with some veterans, and they're different kinds of questions. This week it's Julian Edelman talking about, you know, who would play you in a movie and some kind of silly things like that. Maybe that's something, if we do Gronkowski moving forward, probably won't be able to do Brady. I'm not sure he'd spend 15, 20 minutes with us on nonsense, but
his loss.
Yeah. Well, that's true. But maybe
Gronkowski, he lives for nonsense.
Can you imagine doing that with Gronkowski?
Sure.
It would take too long, though. He would like have to come up with different kinds of answers for.
He's a classic.
Different kinds of questions.
He's unique, and Patriots fans should be happy to have him for as long as they have him. I'm already concerned about him. Not that that's a topic for today, and not even in a bad way. What if he's just as great as he appears to be over the first 6-17 games of his career? His agent is Drew Rosenhaus. He's going to be looking for huge money that he won't get here, because they'll still have Aaron Hernandez. They'll have somebody. I don't see them breaking the bank for a target like that. I just don't. But that's a topic for a different day.
I mean, it depends what the receiver call looks like at that point anyway.
Potentially. But I mean, you're talking about, are you going to spend $80 million or something on a tight end?
No.
I don't see it happen. Okay, Paul.
All right, let's go to Virginia to check in on the Ace Ticket Hotline to Olivier.
Hey, guys, how are you?
I'm excellent.
Oui, bueno.
Hey, Pepe Le Pew.
What's up?
Savoir faire is everywhere.
Hey, Andy, I wanted to say that the other day when I heard you having some intestinal issues after the amount of pizza you drank, I was wondering if I should baptize you Andy Le Pew.
That's good, Andy LePew. It's one of my many names. None of them good.
It's not like listen, he's never heard that.
Listen, I wanted to call because I'm here with a bunch of my buddies that are Chargers fan at their house, and we are following our fearless leader number 12, and we are starting to lube early.
Oh, nice.
That seems to be a common theme.
We are drinking.
Early lube action.
Now let me. You're in a group of Chargers and Patriots fans, or at least you're the Patriots side. Who's more confident today?
You know, I'll have teammate. He's asking me what type of beer I want to drink, so I'm lubing with some Belgian beers. So the question is, Bill. The question I have here is that: do you feel confident that the Chargers are going to win? Do you feel confident the Chargers are going to win?
Yes.
He feels very confident, but.
He feels the confidence
already. But
he's
Andy,
drunk.
Do you still go by the article that you wrote on Friday about the six pack thing that the Chargers are going to put on a set this weekend?
I do. I'm concerned about the defense and all these weapons and Phillip Rivers. Until I can see Josh Barrett step up, I'm concerned.
Yeah, I agree with you. Me too. I feel that we may be for a surprise, an unpleasant surprise today. So, but I wanted to call you to tell you that you have a fantastic show and that I support it wholeheartedly. And I will be a faithful caller on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and as well as on the social, the pregame social.
Yeah, don't forget Wednesdays, Olivier. We're back to our regular season mode.
Yes, absolutely.
Enjoy the game.
What did you say? Don't forget to get wasted?
No.
Yes, that's what he said.
Well done. But don't miss the game.
No, but don't tell anybody that I told you that.
Don't miss the game.
But hey, you taught me something. I drink to get drunk.
Absolutely.
No, just kidding. That is good. Thanks, guys.
I'll drink to get drunk.
Enjoy the game, Olivier. Appreciate the call. We are going to step aside. We have plenty of emails and phone calls to get to for the final half hour of the Patriots pregame social.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Is that bacon I smell?
Grandma must be cooking.
She makes everything with bacon. Bacon pie, bacon shrimp, bacon on the cob.
I know one thing that tastes better than her cooking.
What's that?
The new Bacon McDouble from McDonald's. It's made with two savory pieces of bacon, melty American cheese.
That sounds better than anything Grandma can whip up.
I heard that.
The new Bacon McDouble is here. Right now, you can get two Bacon McDoubles or two large fries or one of each for just $3.33. Price of single item posted on menu board. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Hey, just got back from Dunkin' Donuts, grabbed a big and toasty. Any messages?
The presentation needs its 14th revive.
Cool.
You have to fly to China today.
Oh, yeah.
You have a middle seat.
Booyah!
And your car is getting towed.
Bring it!
As we speak, right there.
I live for this!
A big day calls for the Big and Toasty. It's two fried eggs, cherrywood smoked bacon and cheese on Texas toast. Grab this breakfast favorite at Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
People are excited about the new Dunkin' Donuts K-Cup packs. When Joy Otero heard the news on Dunkin's Facebook page, she wrote, "Love it. Come do the Joy Joy Dance! !! Smiley face. Maybe she should try the decaf? America's favorite coffee is now in K-Cup packs. Hurry in today for all five delicious varieties. Available only at Dunkin' Donut stores. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
This is Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo, and you are listening to the Patriots pregame social on the Patriots Facebook page.
Back for the final segment of the JetBlue Patriots pregame social. The Buffalo Bills, Andy Hart, have taken a lead over the Oakland Raiders, 24-21. They were down 21-3. It's quite a comeback by the Bills.
Do I have to start believing Ryan Fitzpatrick?
If you don't, I suggest you make Eric read the preview.
Okay. You're telling me that that I'm going to be reading a lot about how good Ryan Fitzpatrick is?
You know what I did when I wrote this preview?
Swallowed the truth?
I channeled Bill Belichick.
They can score from anywhere on the field.
I said, what would Bill want me to write about a team that he's beaten 15 straight times and 20 out of 21?
That's a little misleading, though. They have pulled some out of their bunghole.
But you know what's funny about it?
I saw it in the Bill Belichick documentary.
Mostly at home.
Turning to Benjamin Watson to make key catches. I mean, how often does Benjamin Watson make key catches?
Never.
Count them on one hand.
AJ and Peabody says
he's dropping it with the other.
Remember when you were talking about the Facebook issue with the check or the no check and all that stuff?
Yes, no check. He says not check it.
He says we should sue Mark Zuckerberg for all these Facebook issues because he's ruining our whole show.
He is. I'll say it again. Technology not keeping up with the talent here in New England.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Just so you know, just so everybody knows, I got the blue screen of death during the commercial break.
Yeah, so basically I'm flying solo.
No. I'm getting everything back. It's restarting, but I have a laptop that's a month old, and I got the blue screen of death. So technology, once again, not keeping up with us here.
Kevin is in High Point, North Carolina. He wanted to talk about your comment that you made on Gronkowski. You know, he says he agrees that it might be tough with Rosenhaus as his agent, but don't you think that Bill knows special when he sees it? I feel Gronkowski is one of those players that are too special to let go. We have searched for this kind of player for a decade, and we finally have him. It will be time to open the wallet when he comes up for free agency. And he's watching the game with his 12-year-old son at the house. Those are the emails, Kevin, that I really smile about, but those are the ones that make me feel the worst about what I do for a living. And I don't mean that to, you know, like, oh, woe is Paul. He has to go to all the games that everybody else wants to go to, but I would love to sit on the couch and watch the game with my sons. Even though they're a little young now, they're 4 and 6. 2 years from now, I'm really going to be wanting to do that. So I envy you, my friend, and enjoy the game.
I think you guys envy each other.
He makes a good point about, first of all, Rosenhaus I think the Patriots have a pretty good relationship with him.
And I think they do, but...
I think people think of Rosenhaus like they think of Scott Boras in baseball.
Oh, no.
Scott Boras takes every client to free agency, and almost always the guy switches teams. Rosenhaus isn't like that.
And the big difference with Rosenhaus is between when he has a client and when he's brought in specifically to renegotiate. He has done that a lot over the years where guys want a new contract and they hire Rosenhaus to get the job done. That won't be the case in this situation. My only issue is this may be one of the better Rosenhaus clients ever. You're looking at a second round pick who didn't get paid big money, who I don't want to go overboard, but could be the best tight end in football by the time he's looking for a new deal.
But you don't want to go overboard.
What is he right now?
I'm teasing
you. He can block.
You.
He can run. He's a red zone target. He can catch the ball down the seam. He can beat any matchup. I mean, as his own teammate Aaron Hernandez said, what? He can do anything. Anything.
Yeah, that was...
It's true.
I thought that was the most interesting, because I wrote about them for the upcoming issue of PFW, and I thought that was the most interesting element, was how much... they're not just complementary with an E, where they have differing and varied skills, but how much they complement
Eric-like
each other.
Using words.
With an I. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I think it would be natural, not that they wouldn't be rooting for each other, they're teammates, but there would be some competitive jealousy there,
right,
that, you know, one's taken in the second round, one's taken in the fourth round, same draft.
Yeah, Hernandez
says, why
did he
get taken?
I would have had 10 touchdowns.
Yeah, you know, so it was interesting to me as the Raiders retake the lead over the Bills. It was interesting
to me. McFadden was good.
To hear about that. And certainly as a Patriots fan, it's got to be heartening.
Because I think they both understand how different they are as players, and as you said, complementary with an E to each other's skill sets. And I think they both know that they can
always make fun of me.
Compete at the highest level when they're doing so together.
Colin in Belgium, who chimed in a little bit earlier, he has a problem with James.
You called him Colin earlier.
Well, a lot of people, that can go either way.
Colin.
Colin Campbell, for example, the head of the discipline for the NHL.
I'm just talking about
C-O-L-I-N. It's Colin.
But do I make fun of him because it's Colin, or is it just Colin, which isn't as fun?
I don't know. Anyway, he says...
when he's writing.
He's got a problem with James. He says, this is a bit much now. You're not only the Patriots fan, the most interesting Patriots fan out there, and you're making the rest of us look bad. You're not the only one. Not all of us are ex-SAS, company-selling, millionaire yak herders, or whatever it is you are. The lunches, the
asses,
gifts, the most interesting personality. How are we supposed to keep up?
Yeah, you can try.
What do I have to buy Paul, a car now to get him to read my email? Donate Andy a kidney? Or maybe a new colon? Give us a chance, would you?
Colon's colon.
So he's not happy.
Yeah, well, I am.
I am too. The bad Bill in San Diego chimes in. Can't wait to see them stomp these pansy-ass Charger drunks. All throughout the lockout, the Charger players have been partying and not caring at all about football. I've seen it myself. The Charger fans are so fair-weather, it's not even funny. That is absolutely true.
Go yourself,
P.S., I'm pretty sure Andy is gay. Did you see Mangold got hurt? Yes.
I thought we weren't going to read this guy's emails anymore.
Well, only when he has relevant ones.
I'm not comfortable with this.
All right, I'm sorry. Did I offend you there with that?
A little bit.
All right, well, I'm sorry.
By the way, Tom Brady's comment really resonated between our emails and our calls and our tweets. Everybody was listening and taking his advice. We'll see how it plays out on the football field. And obviously, a lot of our listeners are not going to be here today to have the chance to cheer at Gillette Stadium. But I'll be interested to see what kind of crowd we get early on and what kind of crowd we get as the game unfold, and maybe there's some highs and lows and big plays and bad plays.
Yeah, I would have to say that the number one, you know, you like to say, like, what's the key to the game? What are you looking for? What matchups are you looking for? But the number one element of this JetBlue Patriots pregame social has been getting lubed up and getting ready for the game. Far and away.
They had a call to action from arguably the greatest athlete to ever step foot in New England, certainly one of the top handful. And they're listening to their guy, number 12.
Wow, Red Sox down 6-2, Andy.
Good Lord. This is ADD radio when you work with Paul Perillo and there's too many TVs on.
We are going to be checking in one final time from the Patriots press box.
You should say, unfortunately, and I apologize for it.
He's not ready yet, but he'll be chiming in
A number
shortly.
Of fans expressed their desire to talk to Fred Kirsch.
That's correct. Eric Scalavino, of course, of PFW in Progress fame. You call it fame?
According to PFW, Eric,
or infamy.
Vollmer working with the first unit in pregame warmups at right tackle.
See? Every once in a while, he gives you something. That's interesting, no?
Yes.
I mean, not unexpected, but interesting still.
Oh, wait. According to Jeff Howe, Solder first in at right tackle.
Oh, I love it.
According to Greg Bedard, Vollmer and Solder rotating at right tackle.
Oh, okay.
Boy, that really changed in like the matter of seconds on Twitter.
Doesn't get any better than that when there's three different people saying three different things.
That really escalated quickly.
Live tweets. Let me just make sure that I didn't misread Eric. Elric said, Vollmer working in first O-line unit at right tackle.
Based on
Bush.
How about
Bush
this?
Then
how about this?
Howe, Jeff Howe of Nesson said Solder, and then Greg Bedard, who's probably the most accurate, said they're rotating.
I'm going to give you this as, wow, CJ Spiller, electric down the sidelines.
It's about time he does something electric for the damn Bills. They'd be even better if he could consistently be electric.
This was a nice run.
Like he's supposed to be.
I'm going to go with this, Andy Hart. I'm going to say that there's an element of truth to all three of those tweets. I'm going to say that the first play, Vollmer was out there, so Eric was right. The most wrong is probably, based on this hypothetical theory, sitting here inside the Subway Fresh broadcast studio and not the press box, I'm going to say Jeff Howe was the most wrong. He maybe caught the second play and Solder was in there with the first unit, which is accurate, which is what he wrote. And then Greg Bedard probably said, wow, that's the third play. They're going back and forth. That's my guess.
He did say, Jeff Howe did say Solder first in at right tackle,
yeah.
Meaning the first rep.
That would be incorrect.
That's Bush. According
to those two guys.
Ellison right? Cunningham at left defensive end, according to Greg A. Bedard.
That's interesting to me. That's more interesting than the other thing.
Okay.
Because I'm anticipating all three of those tackles playing.
Now, he didn't necessarily say rotating, but I don't know what he means by.
Well, I assume that the first group is there and they're getting reps, you know?
He was the starter at open camp. Now, Ellis wasn't here yet.
Yeah, he's never been the starter since Ellis has been on the field. He's never been the starter.
There were a bunch of guys who weren't here yet.
Right.
So just disregard what I just said about anything of any value happening early in camp.
Blake
well,
is.
I forgot how much things really changed over the course of
right.
a shortened training camp.
No, you're right.
A lot
right.
happened.
Andy,
get off
right.
my back.
Message to fans, don't listen to what Andy says. Right?
Or Jeff Howe, apparently.
Blake in Southern California, Andy Hart.
Yes.
Is chiming in. He thinks the Patriots are going to win this one 24-14.
Not a lot of people think that the Chargers are going to score a lot of points. Huh?
I have a question for you. What does H-A-M mean? What does that stand for?
Ham.
Patriots go H-A-M on these DBs from San Diego.
Hard as...
Albert and Vince pancake slam Rivers down into the Gillette turf, helping out the secondary immensely. Ocho with a TD today.
By the way, I'm with the fans. If they hold the Chargers to 14 points, Patriots are going to win this game. There's no chance in Hades that the Patriots don't win this game if the Chargers only score 14. In all likelihood, if the Chargers only score 21, the Patriots will win this football game. I just am not as confident as the fans are that they're going to hold the Chargers to under 21 or even 14 points.
You ready to get down to the
business
of finding out, you know, this rotation business?
Who's the bigger idiot, Eric Scalavino, Jeff Howe, or Greg A. Bedard?
Lubricants.
Eric?
Why is he tossing bombs out? Just because I report that his favorite player in the whole wide world ever isn't playing today? Is that what that's all
He's
about?
He's not my favorite ever because Bo Jackson hasn't played in damn near.
Why? Is he inactive in Atlanta?
I
thought you were talking about Sanders. Is he inactive in Atlanta?
Bigger question. You tweeted immediately that Vollmer was taking the first reps at right tackle.
That's what I first saw. Yeah.
30 seconds later, Jeff Howe said Solder taking the first reps at right tackle. And then Greg A. Bedard said they were rotating.
Okay.
So which one is right?
Well,
I assume they were rotating.
I've been looking at it, periodically for the last couple of minutes, and every time I've looked up, I've seen Solder. Vollmer. So
okay, I'm with you, Eric. We're Team PFW. I'm going with you. Howe's wrong. Eric's right. Okay, now let's look on the defensive side of the ball. Jermaine Cunningham looks like he's going to be making his 2011 season debut. Left defensive end. What's he looked like out there?
Well, it's just. Not a whole lot right now. We've just been doing some warm-ups. But I thought more interestingly, too, Brandon Spikes getting out there as well. We didn't see him last week, and he looked like he was working with the front line unit.
Oh, so, he's unseated Dane Fletcher?
Perhaps. But I wouldn't, I wouldn't declare it a statement just based on a couple of warm-up plays. But it looks promising for him.
What about San Diego, Eric? Was there, you know, Andy only wants to know about Jordan Todman, and
he's right, inactive, unfortunately.
That, yeah. No, I thought, well, actually, with San Diego, I thought was interesting was they had two wide receivers listed as probable. They had full participation in practice every day this week, Patrick Creighton and Vincent Brown, the rookie, and both of them were deactivated today. So one of those things that makes you go, hmm.
It does.
So they're a little bit thin at wide receiver going into this game.
Yeah, Creighton I thought was going to play. The other guy I thought wasn't, but it's interesting. I was reading some stuff during the course of the week when Norv Turner declares somebody doubtful, it's absolutely out. And if it's questionable, it's really doubtful. That's the way they look at it, and just based on track record in San Diego.
I just love how coaches make up their own rules.
Yeah, no, I mean, this guy, it was a blog post. It was an opinion thing. It wasn't
out is dead.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, because everything's worse than it
yeah,
feels
out,
on paper.
Out means for life. You know, he'll never come back.
Well, apparently probable is out, too, when you're talking about wide receivers in their case, though. So you can't really tell with North.
Yeah, so it's. I thought Creighton would play, but I guess I should have taken more heed to that blog post that sort of questioned whether or not they'd be able to play. Anything else, Eric, of note before we let you go? Any other interesting tidbits on the field for pregame warm-up?
Well, I would only just make this one observation. We've been talking all week about how high-scoring we think it's going to be, how close it potentially could be. It could come down to the last drive, the last play. If it comes down to a field goal, obviously, New England has the always reliable Stephen Gostkowski. The Chargers, though, are with a replacement kicker after Nate Keating went down for the year last week. So just something to keep in mind if it gets close towards the end.
Yeah, and Gostkowski, who coming off a disappointing start last week, I know he didn't feel like he hit that ball very well. 48-yarder,
right.
I believe?
Yes, it was. Yep.
So he's looking to bounce back, and he's always been very good here at Gillette Stadium in front of the home crowd, looking to kick through the uprights.
And you know what, Eric, too? Nate Keating is a choker. They lose. Nate Keating is a choker. They lose nothing in terms of big kicks. He may be more consistent than Nick Novak, but he doesn't have any better chance to make a clutch kick than Novak would, because Keating's missed a lot of big field goals in his Chargers career.
Interesting to note that they have a new guy. You know,
oh no, very very interesting. I'll give you a point in your column. You've now brought something to the table.
Which means, by the way, you're 1-1 on the season, because last week's point was Ryan Mallett was inactive, and I believe only
I didn't have to go there, Eric. I didn't have to go there.
I just bring the facts to the table.
All right, we'll see you in a few minutes, bud.
We'll be up soon.
All right, so not a lot of you know, not a lot of new stuff to bring to the table here. We got about 10 minutes.
Oh, come on, leave Eric alone.
No. I'm just saying. I think we know these teams. So it's like Bill talked about. When I meant new stuff, I wasn't talking about Eric. I mean San Diego with the personnel. You know, Bill talked about it's almost like a division game, like the Colts.
Okay, well, in that area then,
that's what I meant.
I picked Josh Barrett as a key player for the Patriots. Wild card for the San Diego Chargers. I'll stick with the same position because our friend Kevin Acey, in his very, very interesting radio voice that I truly, truly did like, I could listen to him for hours at a time, talked about Bob Sanders looking like the defensive player of the year type athlete that he once was. If that's the case, he's a wild card in this game because we haven't seen him back there. And with the combination of Weddle, who is an instinctive player, as Bill Belichick said, and can do things all over the field and make some plays for them, that's an interesting mix in the middle of the field when you're talking about Aaron Hernandez, Rob Gronkowski, the receivers, everything that goes on there. So I'm intrigued by those safeties and what factor they will play in this game today.
As we wind this down, too, we have about another 7 or 8 minutes or so before Andy and I have to shoot up to the press box and get ready for the game. I do want to give a winner to our contest that we're starting this week, and we will have each and every week here in the JetBlue Patriots pregame social. Our autotrader.com emailer of the week. Each week on the pregame social, we will pick the best email from a new listener and reward that person with a $100 gift card from the Patriots Pro Shop. This week's winner is anyone? Bueller? Anyone? We're going to go with Pete Clark.
Yeah, Pete Clark, sorry.
I liked Pete Clark's take on incorporating the entire show into email. So good job. We'll have Matt, you flag that one and make arrangements with him to get
Yep, I already got it flagged. I will email him during the game.
Excellent. So congratulations to Pete Clark, and the emailer of the week once again is brought to you by Autotrader.com. Did you know that Autotrader.com has brand spanking new cars? Well, you do now. Compare new cars and even special offers side by side so you can find the perfect deal on the one car your head and heart agree on. Autotrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace. So we're glad to have Autotrader.com aboard our team here at the JetBlue Patriots pregame social.
Of course. When I buy a new car, I'm going to Autotrader.com. You know that, Paul? Won't be for a while.
I'm going to need to get about another 10 years out of my current car. But if I were in the marketplace for a new car, I would, without question, check out Autotrader.com.
Paul, Jeff Howe bouncing back big time, probably realized the error in his ways and said, I'm going to hit him with some more information that'll be useful. Matt Light took every snap at left tackle, so it looks like if there'll be a rotation, it'll be a right tackle rotation and will not include the trio.
Now, would you be surprised if there is a little bit back and forth there?
At left tackle?
Yeah.
No. I would not be stunned.
I wouldn't either.
But, you know, if he's observing it, and I would think if they're going to do it, they would do it in warm-ups a little bit. So I won't be surprised either way, but my expectation is we're going to see a rotation at right tackle as Vollmer works his way back from the back injury, and we'll see Light on the left side, assuming he stays healthy.
I agree. Got a couple of emails in here before we sign off. Mike, a.k.a. Skinny Knees, says, hey there, Cork Soakers. Do you think the Patriots will be less aggressive blitzing than they were last week due to the Chargers' love of bombing the ball down the field to their big receivers?
It's a good question.
I didn't mean to keep you awake, but I think that they will be less inclined to blitz because we saw what happens when the Patriots' defensive backs take on the Chargers' big play wide receivers one-on-one, and it ain't pretty. Go back to 2008 and take a look.
Wow. I mean, really? Who were the corners back then?
Delta O'Neal.
Where's he now?
I forget who the other one was.
It's probably Ellis Hobbs, right?
Yeah. Good call.
I tend to think they have better corners.
I don't think
now.
They'll be...
Devin McCourty, Lee Bodden, Rossi.
I don't think
Dollar,
they'll be leaving those guys on an island often.
No, but if they want to, they're better suited to do it. Come on.
He says
that was that was a cheap shot at these guys.
Oh, stop it.
Well,
lighten up.
You got to be a little more positive about this football team, Paul Perillo.
I am very positive about the football team. I think they're going to be a solid playoff team. How much more positive do I need to be?
I think they're going to, if they win today, best team in football.
Well, depending on how it happens, too, you could definitely, and we talked about this earlier in the show, you can change your opinion on how you think about things.
I mean, oh, God, yeah.
In week two, when they decimated the Chargers here at Gillette Stadium, that's when you and I started talking about being undefeated. You know, that first game was just like, oh, that was pretty good. That was pretty impressive. You know, Moss, all those touchdowns and big plays. That was pretty cool. Then when they did it again to a good team.
But I will say, if they do it today, for me to sway my opinion and get past the 12-win mark and start talking, you know, above that, the defense will have to be a big part of the reason. I don't just want to see a 52-48 victory for Brady. Because that's great and all, you got the victory, but I know the offense can compete. I know the offense can score points. I want to see this defense show it's a competitive factor against good football teams.
I agree. Mike continues his email saying he likes to, like to see Bill stay aggressive and try to get Rivers on the run a bit and hope that McCourty, Bodden, and Dowling can contain Jackson and Floyd deep. Also want to encourage everyone Northwest Washington, D.C. in Bethesda, Maryland, to come to Tommy Joe's in downtown Bethesda to watch Pats games this year. They told me they'll have the Pats on every week, and I really want to get a big party going. So let's get lubed up once again, Andy.
They should make a fan club.
That's the theme.
Tommy Joe's. The Tommy Joe's Bethesda Northwest Washington Patriots fan club. You might want to shorten it. I'm not, you know.
It's a long
You
game.
Do your thing.
Not much
but that's
of
a little long one.
Oh, okay. It's strippers telling us what H-A-M means.
Yes. Hard as a mofo.
Is it hard? Oh, okay. I was like, that's a great catch that dude
and
just made.
And he's back.
Yeah, I'm
See,
ignoring
See, you read his email.
I'm ignoring him.
And you just fueled the fire that is the moron from San Diego. Don't read his emails anymore. Bill, you're out. Read somebody else's.
All right, I'll go to Big Al. Greetings from Valdosta. That's Georgia, by the
What's
way.
What's up, Al?
Watching the NFL
You've been
Sunday
watching a
ticket.
Lot of James Sanders down there? You'll be happy.
Watching the NFL Sunday ticket where Air Force retirees from New England area gather to watch the Patriots each week when we are not on Monday and Sunday night. I'm not a Manning basher, but I admit it's great to see how bad the Colts are these days. No matter what happens at Foxborough today, the Chargers will leapfrog the Colts as challengers to the Patriots in the AFC. I'm surprised to see the Titans ahead of the Ravens. The flavor of the week coming off of last Sunday. To me, the Jets are not as good as the hype, and the Bills appear underrated. Should be a fun race this year in the division. What thank you, Andy?
I still think it's a two-team race in the division. When the rubber meets the road, until the Bills beat a team like the Patriots or the Jets for a big division win.
Yeah, and they look like they're going to lose to the...
Your second tier.
To the Raiders, actually.
Right no, now. But I don't even care about that. I'm just talking about until you show me that you can... What do the Patriots and Jets do most years?
Split.
Thank you. When you can competitively split with the Patriots and the Jets...
I'm so glad I got that right.
Then you're a contender, correct?
That
you
want
to be the man, you got to beat the man.
That is correct. Andy Hart, why don't you sum up your feelings on this game? What are you expecting?
I am expecting a lot of points to be scored. I could see both teams approaching or getting into the 30s. And I think it's a tough matchup for the Patriots. Maybe I'm being swayed negatively by the Patriots defense in Miami and the yards they allowed to Chad Henne and Anthony Fasano. I just think the skill guys on this Chargers team are as good or better than the Miami Dolphins. I think they'll be able to run the ball a little bit, and then I think they'll be able to throw the ball a little bit to an all-world tight end, a couple pretty good receivers on the outside. If Josh Barrett can step up and be a playmaker, a positive force in the defense, I think the Patriots have a very good chance to win this game. They'll need a little pressure up front. They'll need a little help. I expect there to be points scored, though, and unfortunately, I think the Chargers may score a couple more.
For a lot of the reasons that you say, I also like San Diego in the game. I don't think it's going to be easy, obviously. I just feel like the Chargers' defense, and Kevin Acey alluded to this, they do something that sort of bothers the Patriots.
Yep.
It doesn't look the same always. Now, that Week 2 game in 2007 was a glaring exception. But it doesn't always look the same when they play San Diego. If you recall, later that year in the AFC Championship game was one of their worst outputs offensively all year. The playoff game out there, they were fortunate to win in 06. The Patriots find a way to win, but it doesn't always look pretty. And I think the Chargers are going to ugly it up a little bit on defense today and stay close. And they'll make the plays. Don't be afraid to blast our ears out there, my friend. So that is going to wrap up our JetBlue Patriots pregame social. But as you know, it is not over yet because you get on right now, patriots.com. Click on the Kirsch words and follow the game with the live in-game blog with Fred Kirsch. He needs help for more ways than one, but make sure you participate and watch the game that way on patriots.com with Kirsch words. I want to do a special thank you once again to James Pettigrew for just a ridiculous gift that he provided Andy and I with iPads. Looking forward to going blind trying to read how to work the thing, but very much appreciated, Andy.
Drink responsibly, and as our commercials often say, go Pats!
This has been the Patriots Pregame Social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. This week, the Patriots play their home opener against the San Diego Chargers.
Third and goal to go, San Diego 1, Green Ellis to the left, charges into the end zone, touchdown.
Be sure to tune in to Patriots.com radio all week long for recaps and reaction to this week's game.
Conley as the fullback, Green Ellis the tailback, play action fake, Brady, end zone, touchdown, Gronkowski.
We look forward to hearing from you on next week's edition of the Patriots Pregame Social.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochet. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.